Greg.
Story in California's Bay Area, and CBS's Steve Futterman is there and live with the latest.
Well, Steve, there's always a traffic jam here on the Oakland side of the Bay Bridge. Today, it will be one of the worst ever. Two connecting ramps on the interchange that brings together a series of highways and interstates have been knocked out after a spectacular fire following the crash of a gasoline tanker truck. This man saw the highway collapse.
You can see the freeway drooping. It looked like plastic melted.
The key word today will be patience. Tens of thousands of vehicles normally use these connecting ramps. Commuters are being urged to take public transportation. Live in Oakland, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It was murder at the mall in Kansas City, Missouri, in a parking lot. It was a scramble yesterday when shots rang out.
We started headed towards front door. People went out the emergency exit, and then we heard three or four shots in Target. And then we just ran out the door.
Two people were killed by a gunman who was shot and killed by officers. The man was being tracked by police because he was driving a car owned by a woman found dead earlier. They're not sure if he's a suspect in her death. What if the worst were to happen? A natural disaster, a terror attack, and more, all at the same time. CBS's Dan Raviv says experts over the next 3 weeks are trying to see if we can handle it.
It involves thousands of troops, National Guard personnel, and civilian officials to handle three fictitious emergencies. A powerful hurricane hitting New England, a terrorist group trying to land on the coast of Alaska with radioactive weapons, and at an army camp in southern Indiana, a mock-up of a St. Louis neighborhood.
We're simulating an explosion of a nuclear weapon in an urban area.
Peter Verga, a senior Pentagon official who says part of the war on terror is to prepare for the worst here at home. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
In London, a jury has found five men guilty of plotting to use a 1,300-pound fertilizer bomb to attack a nightclub, mall, or power plants. During the year-long trial, prosecutors revealed a link between these men and the London transit bombers. To Iraq, where CBS's Pete Gow says it was a deadly weekend for Americans.
The U.S. military has announced the deaths of four more soldiers on combat patrols over the weekend. This brings the number of military deaths for April to 103, with one more day of the month still to go. The soldiers were killed Saturday and Sunday in two separate roadside bomb attacks in Baghdad.
Live now to CBS's Larry Miller with the latest assessment of the reconstruction in Iraq. And Larry, the words long and expensive seem to stand out here.
Steve, the U.S. has already spent $400 billion on the Iraq war and rebuilding there, but violence, corruption, and poor maintenance means that Iraqis will not be able to manage reconstruction themselves anytime soon. That devastating verdict in the latest audit by the Special Inspector General, who's keeping tabs on progress, or apparently the lack of it. The audit says corruption among Iraqi officials is getting worse, with more than $5 billion a year lost to fraud.
In Afghanistan, weekend fighting in the western part of the country left more than 130 militants dead. A U.S. soldier was also killed. Today, NATO and Afghan troops have begun a sweep in southern Afghanistan. Delta Airlines plans some big changes as it emerges today from bankruptcy. Here's CBS's Pete Combs.
Delta Chief Operating Officer Jim Whitehurst is pretty candid about it. The reason his company went bankrupt in 2005?
We got tired, we got lazy, and we stopped focusing on the customer.
But Whitehurst promises his airline has changed over the past 20 months. Here at Atlanta's airport, the Delta terminal is festooned with red, white, and blue balloons. There's a feeling of celebration, even among passengers who are glad Delta survived.
I'm thrilled.
Oh, I think it's good to keep it based in Atlanta to have it solvent.
Whitehurst promises these passengers they'll have leather seats, live TV on longer flights, and better food. Pete Combs, CBS News, at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Police in Breckenridge are stumped by the disappearance of a well-known local attorney. Royal Scoop Daniel hasn't been seen since he went to his office on Friday morning. Police admit they're stumped.
This could be a medical condition, a psychological condition. This could be foul play, or this could be a willful disappearance. We are not ruling out anything at this time.
Daniel's car, a dog, and personal belongings were all left behind at his office. Police brought in bloodhounds. Nearly 150 volunteers searched a two-mile square area near his office yesterday for any clues, but found nothing. Police chief says They're not going to be doing any more searching unless they get new information. Federal officials arriving in Castle Rock today, where a motorized glider crashed yesterday afternoon. The pilot was killed when it crashed into a field just northwest of the downtown area. He was the only person on board. And many travelers on Mount Evans have been paying the U.S. Forest Service up to $10 for the privilege of driving Colorado Highway 5. Now the State Department of Transportation says that's illegal. Uncle Sam can't charge for use of a state highway built and maintained with state tax dollars. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Well, about the only problem right now are the remnants of a rollover crash we had westbound I-70 near Pecos. That should be just about wrapped up. Otherwise, we're enjoying a pretty nice ride as we kick off the week here around the metro area. Just want to remind you that U.S. 6 is off limits in Clear Creek Canyon between Colorado 93 and 119. That project's going to be with us all week, so you want to be sure to seek an alternate around it. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, isolated afternoon thunderstorms and winds. High of 82. Tonight, we'll see those evening thunderstorms.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
Thing is that you just sort of brushed him off.
Well, it's very interesting because that's not what George told the 9/11 Commission at the time. He said that he felt that we had gotten it.
As to the decision to go into Iraq, there was a time when Tenet's assertions might have made a difference, says Michael Scheuer, formerly of the CIA's Bin Laden unit.
He could have knocked the whole cause of war out of the box had he resigned and said the intelligence is not good enough to support this war.
But Tenet had nothing to gain from speaking out then. He does now, as I pointed out. The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
If your car or truck is ready for new tires before your wallet is, hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy tires now and pay later with our genuine service credit card. Plus, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. New tires, installed by four trained experts. Buy now and pay later. See your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details today. Offer ends June 30th.
The Osgood File, April 30th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Oh, wow. How can we all come back to work after the day we had yesterday? And also on Saturday. Saturday was nice, too. My head is sunburned from being out on the sun on Saturday. It is. So I hope you had a good time this weekend. Today is going to be a nice day if the thunderstorms stay away. Slight chance and a high of around 80. The sun is already up. It's an exciting time to live in the Mountain West, I'm telling you. Hi, John. John Turk produces this show.
Morning, Jay. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it went real quick.
It always does.
Real fast. You know, we need three-day weekends.
Yeah, we've been over this before, though. Because, you see, if you had Monday off, then Tuesday would become Monday.
No, here's how you do it. Just like how Howard Stern does it. He doesn't do a show on Friday. He does 5 hours Monday through Thursday.
I'm not doing 5 hours in order to get Friday off.
Well,
I can barely make 4 hours. What are you talking about?
I'd rather do four or five-hour shows than 5 4-hour shows.
Well, you know what they always say. When you find a radio station that will give you a 5-hour show, you can work it out with management. Myself, I'm not doing any 5-hour shows. I've done 5-hour shows before.
That is an extremely long time to be on the air.
As a matter of fact, we've done longer than 5 hours together. We used to do this show, and then we would bicycle around and we would do Ed Schultz's show.
But we had a little 3-hour intermission.
It doesn't make any difference. I left here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was exhausted. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. But if you did five straight hours.
No. Five straight hours is too much.
Radio suicide.
It's just a long time. It's just way, 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 way too much. All right. And I say this every morning, there are so many stories to talk about. And there's a lot of stuff that we just can't possibly get in. And then I always think to myself later, well, why didn't I say anything about that? There's a new sex scandal hitting Washington, D.C. This is over this sex service with this madam. And there's already been one resignation behind that. And I believe it's the guy who's in charge of the administration's efforts on sex. Friday, the U.S. State Department announced Randall Tobias, the embattled head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, was resigning for unspecified personal reasons. However, ABC News, which said that this DC madam, I guess is what she's called, her name is Deborah Jane Palfrey. Palfrey has provided it with a record of numbers of calls to her private cell phone, and that Tobias allegedly contacted her number. Now, Tobias, since 2003, was President George W. Bush's first global AIDS coordinator. Oh, really? A job which drew criticism for his emphasis on faithfulness to partners and abstinence over condom use in trying to prevent the spread of the AIDS virus. By the way, this gentleman, Mr. Tobias, who had to resign, who is alleged to have called this D.C. madam, yes, he's married. And I believe that he does have kids. And he's like 61 years old, too. Which in one sense gives those of us that are creeping towards the age of 60 a little hope that the steam doesn't totally run out of the piston. But the other hand, here's this guy that goes around to all of these, you know, that coordinates his effort about sex and the spread of the AIDS virus and that abstinence and faithfulness to partners is supposed to be the big thing, and then he's got links to a firm accused of prostitution. Now, he's not the only one. There are supposed to be other figures in Washington, D.C. that are sweating this out, too. So, that's the latest scandal. And whether you want to link that directly to the Bush administration or whether you just want to say that this guy... Well, it always boils down to this. It always boils down to there are people in office, and I don't care what political party they are, and I don't really care what the story is, but they keep repeating the same behavior, which is they say one thing to the public, and then they do something else behind the public's back. And we've talked about this for a long time on this show. Abstinence is not a bad idea. Faithfulness certainly is not a bad idea. I don't really like people. I know this is a judgment call, but I don't really like people, and I wonder how many of you out there feel the same way. I don't really like people who cheat on their spouses. If you got a problem with your spouse, my feeling is, like, work it out. Or maybe you need to be divorced. But you don't go sneak around. That's wrong. Now, maybe that's too much of a moral judgment on my part. But that's the way I feel. Abstinence? Yeah, I think you should talk to kids, and I think people should be talked to about abstinence. But do you put all your eggs in the abstinence basket? No, because abstinence really doesn't work. I mean, it does and it doesn't. It works for some people, I guess. But for the majority, I don't know. Do you believe that it works for the majority of people? I don't want to make the statement that it doesn't work for the majority of people, since I don't have any facts and figures to indicate that in front of me. But do you believe that it works for the majority of people? Does abstinence work for the majority of people? That's the same thing with faithfulness and marriage, right? Here's the argument against gay marriage. Should I do my James Dobson imitation?
Well, it dishonors the institution of marriage.
Right? Isn't that what he usually says? Or cheapens the value of it? Or whatever the comments are? No, you know what cheapens the value and what destroys the institution of marriage? Unfaithfulness and divorce. Not gay and lesbian people. They have nothing to do with it. That's what destroys it, is when people are not faithful and when they get divorced. Am I saying you shouldn't get divorced? No. There are people out there who have great reasons to get divorced. I got divorced 29, 30 years ago. But I also have to tell you that I did my best to try to hold it together for as long as I possibly could. So, does abstinence work? I don't know. But it seems like the people who are always preaching this stuff are always the ones who end up getting nailed for something. A la Ted Haggard. Now this guy... I mean... I think all you got to do is do a Google search and...
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. He keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Really bad shedding problem.
He stunk.
Bumper was a 15-year-old pug, and I just didn't think he was going to last very much longer because he stunk, he shed, he edged, scratched, kind of wobbled around. I heard about Dynavite on the radio, and I went to the site, and I read how most of those miseries dogs get come from the enzymes that they cook out of dog food. I never knew that.
You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat.
Without them, the immune system kind of goes haywire.
Dinovite.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Bumper perked up in about a week. He quit shedding and stinking and scratching, and he's 16 now, and he'll be on Dynavite forever.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz. I invented Dynavite 5 years ago, and since then we've turned about 10,000 stinking, itching, scratching, shedding dogs into 10,000 healthy, happy dogs. Just add a little Dynavite to your dog's daily food, and pretty soon you'll have a healthy, happy dog, too. Please visit our website, Dynavite.com.
I just hope I feel as good as Bumper does when I'm 112 years old.
Dinovite.com.
In the fives. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's important to have somebody who's going to work with you, who doesn't just hang you out to dry. So call the mortgage store. Stop taking risks with your family's biggest investment. Get rid of those adjustable rate mortgages and your high-cost credit cards as well. Get one low payment with a fixed rate in the fives. Call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Jay Marvin,
voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, how many of you are sick and tired of hearing this song? But this is the original version of it. This guy was an organist for Chris Christopherson when he had this hit. This is his only hit. It's like roller rink skate music. Here's Billy Swan.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. You need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Doesn't that remind you when you would go to the rolling rink as a kid?
I can help.
It's all skate time.
It would sure do me good, to do you good, let me help.
Oh, Turk kind of likes it. You
kind of
like it? It's catchy, isn't it?
No, not really. It's
and how
absolutely
the hell,
annoying.
How the hell does this even fit into the definition of country music at the time this came out? I have no clue. But we had to play it.
It kind of sounds like country meets the Beach Boys.
When I go to sleep,
I don't know what it is. It just sounds like a pop record to me. It just sounds like a pop record. Doesn't it just sound like a pop record to you, like a top 40 song? I mean, it doesn't have any, it's got no, you know what I'm saying? It's got no anything
you know, it's
to it.
The background of that one, that Ford commercial that
yeah,
we just aired. And I thought it was a jingo for Ford. I didn't think it was a real song.
No, I'm sure a lot of people your age probably think that that's what it was. Well, they wrote that as a jingle, but it's not. That's what it is. It was a big hit. I can't even remember what label it was on. Oh, it was on Monument. 6:25 minutes after 6:00. High today, 80, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Jay Marvin at your musical college of obscure, useless, and boring knowledge. I have all this stuff tucked up here that I can't, you know, that I can't use like in a million years, because there's no radio stations left on this planet to play that music. So it doesn't make any difference. It's like, oh, well, you know that stuff. Well, who cares?
Well, yeah, you know, we're in commercial break, and you're like, I wonder if we have that song by Billy Swan. Like, how can you pull the name of that guy right out of, I mean.
Because if you play something enough, and if you play it 80 million times, then it becomes like you just know it. And if people who listened to the radio back in the days before there was iPods and iTunes and downloads and all that stuff, when you listen to the radio for music, there had to be people out there who would say, oh, man, are they playing that song again? Well, if you thought that you were sick of it, how about those of us that were playing this stuff? And you'd be in there and you'd be doing your show, and when this song was out, you played music off 45s. Now everything is digitally stored. And so you'd turn around and you'd go look in the bin for the next whatever category that song was under, A or the D or the B or whatever, and you'd see I Can Help by Billy Swan, and you'd say, damn that guy before me, whoever that person was, they skipped over this so they didn't have to play it. They left it for me. And then you'd have to play it because you didn't have anything else. That's what they used to do. That's why management got smart and started issuing computerized lists of songs to play to try to cut down on the cheating by the human beings on the air. Nowadays, there are no human beings on the air. There are only voices who voice track. And the guy could be, well, you're led to believe that he's right here. But in reality, he could be in Poughkeepsie. So, end result, you don't have that going on now, but you did back in those days. And so that's why when you remember these songs, at least I can, I don't know about anybody else who worked in the business, but I can see the song title, I can see the author, or the songwriter, I can see the performer, and also I can see the record label, because I looked at it so many times. But back to my original point, if you thought you were getting sick of that stuff, man, we were dying. We were like dying, having to play this over and over and over and over again. And I worked at some radio stations where the currents, as they used to call them, the playlist was 20 records long. So you would repeat the same 20 records over and over and over, with the exception of some quote-unquote solid gold, or that kind of stuff that they would stick in there. Over and over and over.
When I was an FM jock, and this was just for a short period back in like the mid-90s, we had to do was there's new stuff in the playlist that you had to play. You had to play two new tracks per hour, and other than that, go ahead and do whatever else you want.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Never lived in that world, and I'll tell you something, and I don't mean this to be, so don't get mad. But the difference was, you were going to school, and...
Well, yeah, this is college community radio. It wasn't commercial radio.
For the rest of us, it's like either you did what you were told, or if you got caught, you got into trouble. And those who could not follow playlists and who didn't do what they were told, they were out the door. So the challenge every day when you went to work was to try to put something exciting in there and to try to dress it up, instead of having to hear Billy Swan, I Can Help, 80 million times. Now, we don't have any of this. Okay, what is this, about the 23rd or 24th day in a row now I've gone on some lament about how radio is sliding down the tubes? and is fast becoming irrelevant? I don't know if it's becoming irrelevant. I don't know if that's it. I don't know if it'll ever become irrelevant, but at least the music side of it is becoming harder and harder now because there's so many other places to go to find music. Even though I don't access that and I don't do that kind of stuff, and I'll still listen to KBCO. So I'm behind the times. I know, Turk, you download like crazy.
I download quite a bit, but it's mostly the same kind of music. I drive my wife nuts. She's like, don't you listen to anything but Widespread Panic? That's what I get every time.
Well, why? Is that all you listen to is Widespread Panic?
No, obviously not, but I listen to all kinds of stuff. But I like live music. I don't like, studio recordings, and live music is my kind of thing.
Well, what's wrong with studio recordings? There's an art to doing that, too.
No, I know that. I enjoy a live performance more than I do listening to something that, a band put together in the studio.
Well, may all your performances be live. I don't mind studio stuff. I don't mind it if it's good. 6:31, 31 minutes after 6. I got to talk about, as much as I don't want to talk about this, I got to talk about Condoleezza Rice, who was all over the Talking Head shows yesterday. Good Lord, she was on every single one, and Mary pointed this out, she was on every single one with the same BS over and over and over again, and she made a point, I believe it was on Friday, and, yeah, it was in the Situation Room, and the point she was making, well, there's documentation to show that she's not telling the truth. Oh, I'm shocked by that, but there is. And I want to point that out to you coming up here. Right now, here's a woman who always tells the truth. She may not give you the answers you want, right?
Well, thanks, Jay.
But she tells the truth, at least about the traffic. No, you've never lied to me about anything.
I would hope not.
No, absolutely not. Okay, hope you had a good weekend.
Thank you.
And it's going to be a bright, sunny drive this morning, at least on the way to work. It looks pretty nice out there. How's the traffic on this Monday morning?
Very nice, very nice. Traffic looking good. We are wreck-free. We have good speeds if you are on I-25, headed through the tech center, either direction, 225, moving along nicely through Aurora. Heavier conditions, of course, southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen and into downtown. And you're still going to be doing fine on eastbound lanes of both the Boulder Turnpike and 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. Weather today, mostly sunny, some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and winds, high of 82. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password, MUSIC.
I've done a lot. I was an art director. I had an internet website. And then I became a yoga teacher.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com. And we want you to know it's okay to look.
Then I started teaching people cooking, moved to India, taught yoga, taught cooking.
Her Match.com username is LaSerene7. And you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
This study will be completed in May, so please call 303-C2020 now to see if you qualify. All participants will receive a complimentary LASIK upgrade to the blade-free interlaced LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But space is extremely limited, so please call 303-C2020 for more information. That's 303-C2020.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After the hour, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 80. Good morning, J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, I should take the conversation Turk and I were having off the air. We should stick this on the air and see what people think about it. Okay, if you want to call in about any of this stuff, 303-713-7600. But I want to get into this Condoleezza Rice situation here. This is Condoleezza Rice and Wolf Blitzer. This started on Friday, and clearly she's out there, and was clearly out there yesterday. She's clearly out there for one reason. And the one reason she's out there for is to do damage control. And to do damage control about George Tenet and George Tenet's book. And coming up at 7:30 this morning, we'll talk to one of our favorite people of all time. We very rarely ever have him on the air. But we'll talk to Dr. Michael Schroyer, who is a senior fellow with the Jamestown Foundation. And he used to be with the CIA. He was with the CIA for 22 years. He resigned in 2004. And he served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit. And we'll ask him what he thinks about Tenet. But this is Condoleezza Rice talking about the Iraq War and what led up to the Iraq War, I believe. And she's also talking about, actually what she's talking about here, she's talking about intelligence. Listen to what she says about the UN and the UN weapons inspectors, which is totally and completely false. Listen to this.
Let me go back to George on this. I certainly don't blame George for the slam dunk comment, having the sense that that was the reason we went to war. I think it's a complete misreading of how certainly I read the slam dunk comment.
Does he deserve an apology?
No, I was asked about this. And I was asked, did he say slam dunk? I said, yes. I said, but we all thought that the intelligence case was strong. To the degree that there was an intelligence problem here, it was not just an intelligence problem with George Tenet. It was not just an intelligence problem with U.S. Intelligence. It was an intelligence problem worldwide. We all thought, including U.N. inspectors, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. So there's no blame here of anyone.
Okay. Listen to what she's saying about the UN inspectors and about there being intelligence problems, and that, boom, okay, that everybody thought that the intelligence was strong. But you know something? If you go back and research this yourself, if you go look it up, you'll find that she's not telling the truth. Now, the sad thing here is, I don't know whether Wolf Blitzer points this out to her. I don't know if he raises his hand and says, wait a minute, but that's clearly not the truth, Madam Secretary. I know Bob Schieffer didn't do it, and I know that George Stephanopoulos didn't do it either. Now, here's the proof in this. Go Go look at an article published April the 28th, 2005 in The Guardian UK. Here's the headline. Blick insists no firm weapons evidence. The head of the United Nations weapons inspectors in the run-up to the Iraq war, Hans Blix, last night undercut one of the main grounds offered by the Attorney General Lord Goldsmith in his legal advice to Tony Blair. Lord Goldsmith said there would have to be evidence that Iraq has not been complying with inspectors. But Mr. Blick, who has since retired to Sweden, said his inspectors found no compelling evidence that Iraq had a hidden arsenal or was blocking the work of inspectors. He said there had been only a small infractions by Iraq. All right, there's one example right there. Let me give you another one. CBS News. Here's another one. And the date on this is February 20th, 2003. And it's called Inspectors Called U.S. Tips Garbage. And let me quote a little bit from the article. The U.S. claimed that Iraq is developing missiles that could hit its neighbors or U.S. troops in the region or even Israel is just one of the claims coming from Washington that inspectors here are finding increasingly unbelievable. The inspectors have become so frustrated trying to chase down unspecific or ambiguous U.S. leads that they begun to express that anger privately in no uncertain terms. U.N. sources have told CBS News that American tips have led to one dead end after another. And then the CBS article goes on, and it gives examples of these dead ends that were given to them. All right, let me give you one more. This is from PBS. UN inspectors, this is January 9th, 2003. UN inspectors say they found no smoking gun in Iraq. Chief United Nations Weapons Inspector Hans Blick told UN Security Council Thursday that his inspection teams had not found any smoking guns after visiting 125 Iraqi sites, but said he thought Iraq's 12,000-page weapons declaration was incomplete and not credible. Blix said that while inspectors continue to get prompt access from the Iraqi side, remember that Condoleezza Rice and the administration is making the case that the Iraqis were not cooperating. And that inspections are covering even wider areas, the UN teams have yet to find evidence that Iraq is hiding banned weapons. Now, we've heard all these crazy theories. Well, there were weapons there, but the weapons are gone. Oh, where were they? Or where are they gone to? Well, they're in Syria. They're in Lebanon. They've gone to Jordan. Well, how did that happen? You don't think anybody would have seen that? Point is, she's on there telling something about the UN that's absolutely not true. And nobody out there in the media that I know of raises her hand and says, okay, Madam Secretary, you're lying. Well, you don't want to say that to her. So you say, Madam Secretary, how do you reconcile what you just said with the statements of the UN weapons inspectors and Hans Blick? How do you reconcile that? But nobody on these Sunday shows bothers to ask that question. Or in Wolf Blitzer's case, it was on Friday afternoon. Nobody bothers to ask that question. And it's sad. So what you have is you've got people who live in this fantasy world, and a lot of it's not their fault. They live in this fantasy world of manufactured information, and they walk away believing that she's right because nobody holds up the proof and says, no, you're not right. And at least answer up for this stuff. It's like her statements yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and it's like George Tenet's statements last night on 60 Minutes about 9/11, where he talks about the fact that they were briefed, they were briefed, they were briefed, they were warned, they were warned, they were warned, and essentially, they blew it off and didn't do anything about it. And I know this is a real unpopular position to take, and I know that, we have some conservative listeners out there, and the conservative listeners will call and say, yeah, well, wait a minute, Bill Clinton had a chance, and blah, 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 and we'll have to go back, of course, and go to the Clinton years. But the fact is that the CIA did try to tell the administration. George Tenet says that they did try to tell Condoleezza Rice, that they did warn her that something was going to happen, and that the administration didn't do anything about it. They did nothing about it. And she was able to go before the 9/11 Commission, which the administration didn't want in the first place, and she was able to BS her way through that with that, Senator, this is a historical document, crap that she put out. And I saw Tenet last night, and while I don't believe that he is 100% on the square, I know she's not, and I know that this administration is not and was not when it came to 9/11, and that I really believe in my heart of hearts that they let 9/11 happen, either that they let it happen through incompetence, that they didn't take any of that stuff seriously, because they're not serious people, apparently. All right, is that too radical of a statement to make? Maybe it's too radical of a statement to make. Maybe it's not something you want to hear first thing on Monday morning at 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour. But that's what I conclude out of hearing all that yesterday. I mean, I don't think George Tenet is an angel by any means. But Condoleezza Rice, and then Condoleezza Rice, after flubbing that, then she gets a promotion. Condoleezza Rice should have been fired. Why in the world? And maybe you can answer this question, because I've never been able to really come to a satisfactory conclusion on this. Why in the world? Why in the world was the administration never held accountable for 9/11? How do they skate away from that? It happened on their watch, and they somehow managed to survive that. Because I think if this were any other kind of endeavor out there, don't you think you'd get pinned? Right? And I'm running through all the music here, but don't you think, if John and I did something on the air here that was like really bad, okay? Even though my boss didn't do it, they would hold my boss accountable. They would say, well, wait a minute. The buck stops with you. Because these guys work for you. And I don't know, somehow the administration has skated away. And I don't understand how that's happened. 6:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Just a beautiful start to the morning drive. Not a whole lot to worry about at all. In fact, we are free of any kind of wrecks or major issues for the highways. Of course, southbound I-25 getting very heavy now between 104th and 84th, as is the southbound lanes there, 38th to Spear downtown. You'll have a lot of company as well, eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies. Possible thunderstorms this afternoon with some winds and a high of 82. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 55. I'm Gina Michaels. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Car buying the way it should be. That's my Phil Long. My price means thousands of new Fords, Saturns, Jeeps, Chryslers.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lot. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on am760.net.
49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Check this out. Some Major League Baseball teams, including the New York Mets, Chicago White Sox, and the Florida Marlins, have a special day at the ballpark during the season for dogs and their owners. Oh, man, I would never bring Coco or Jackson to a ballpark. They wouldn't be able to settle down long enough to enjoy the game. As a matter of fact, when I watch ALMS on TV, neither one of them can settle down long enough to let me watch what's going on. So I certainly wouldn't take them to a ball game. But I'll tell you what, I'd take him anywhere else. Well, now maybe I'm backpedaling. Maybe if they did, the Rockies had a dog day at the ballpark, maybe I would take him. You know, you go somewhere without him, too, and you miss him. If you love your dogs as much as Mary and I love ours, proper nutrition is the way to go. And if you've got a puppy, it's even more important. Proper nutrition for a puppy is vital to growth and development. And because of their size and rapid rate growth, large breed puppies have additional nutritional needs. That's why there's Purina One Large Breed Puppy Formula. It contains natural sources of glucosamine to help support joint health and mobility. Designed to help large breed puppies grow at a normal rate while developing strong bones and joints. So if you want to see the difference for yourself, from large breed puppies to senior dogs, hey, there's only one. It's Purina One, and they've got a formula that's just right for whatever pet you have. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today, and take the Purina One Challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Mountain Cement Company in Denver reminds all parents that averting the tragedy of missing children means more than saying, don't talk to strangers. Take some time and teach your children about safety. Tell them how to get help when they're lost or in danger. Call 1-800-THE-LOST with any information about a missing child. This special reminder is courtesy of Mountain Cement Company in Denver. They're the professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call 303-295-1940.
Off of the shelf, out of the box, and up on the dash. Nothing to decipher, nothing to assemble, and nothing to load. That's dramatically easy. And that's TomTom, the number 1-1 GPSS in the world.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you think Iraq poses an imminent threat to the United States?
I think that an imminent threat. Certainly Iraq posed a threat. And the question was it going to get worse over time, or was it going to get better?
What imminent threat did they pose? I don't understand that. I mean, do they have the ability and the means to launch a nuclear attack against the United States? What? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're right. Saddam was working with terrorists, and they would have smuggled in a dirty bomb. Think about this for a second. Most dictators have one thing in common. They're paranoid. And also, they don't work well with others. That's why they can't stand opposition. Why would Saddam Hussein hook up with any terrorist organization that wasn't one he created and that wasn't secular? I don't understand how we were supposed to have bought that logic. A logic that the administration is still pushing, by the way. Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I have two comments, one about Condi and the other about George Tenet. One, this really bugs me the way it seems like Condi has her own. John and I were joking about this, well, when I called in, that she must have her own key to the studio of some of these shows like this week, because she just appears magically every time she needs to get on there, you know, and take the wind out of somebody's sails who's going to be on later that day on 60 Minutes.
Well, she would be considered to be an A guest and a headlining name,
sure.
And that's how she gets on.
Right. But what bugs me about this is that they kind of give you this appearance that they're hitting her with these tough questions, but they're really not. You know, if they were really hitting her with the tough questions, she wouldn't go on these shows. You know what I mean?
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, I think the questions are pretty pointed at times. The problem is that there's no follow-up or challenge. So, in other words, you ask the question, she makes a statement, nobody turns back around and says, but wait a minute, that's not true.
Good point.
Or that there's stuff that indicates to the contrary, and she's just allowed to keep going.
Right. They don't nail her down. Right. You're right.
Yeah.
But my other gripe is is with 60 Minutes, and I've been a 60 Minutes fan for as long as they've been on the air, but I am really annoyed with this phenomenon lately whereby these guys with these little nuggets of dirt about the inner workings of the Bush administration, you know, they get these book deals, and then they kick off their book tour by appearing on 60 Minutes, and then they promo these things saying, here's the latest dirt on the Bush administration. You're going to hear it tonight on 60 Minutes. And what I'm proposing, you probably were already going to talk to Michael Scheuer about this, but in my opinion, if this guy were a true patriot, he would have come out right off the bat with this stuff rather than wait for his book to come out. You know what I mean?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who feel that way, and there are a lot of people out there who feel that, what did he get? Like $4 million allegedly, yeah, for the book. There are a lot of people who are sitting out there who are saying, well, okay, we see what you're doing. What you're doing is you held out until you could get a book deal, and you could get the $4 million. If all of this stuff was going on, and you knew it was going on, and you knew it was wrong, why didn't you then step forward and say that it was wrong? And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think all of us in our working professional lives, at one time or another, cross this bridge where you either have a choice to speak out, and it may derail your job, possibly your career, or you sit quiet and then you're able to say it at some other time.
Right.
And having done that, I don't know if I can be that judgmental against Tenet. You might have a right to do that because you've never gone through that, but I have sat quiet and then thought later, well, I should have spoke up, I should have said something.
It isn't so much that I'm attacking Tenet personally. I'm just I'm bugged by the whole process, and you know, whether it's Pervez Musharraf or Paul O'Neill, or you know, the next guest is going to be Alberto Gonzalez. You know, all this whole deal where we have to wait for these dribs and drabs of information to come out, and don't hear about it until they're ready to sell their books. It just bugs me.
Yeah, I think it's a valid point. I think in Paul O'Neill's case, though. I think in Paul O'Neill's case, didn't Ron Suskind write a book that included him or wrote a book with him? So it wasn't that he did it himself and that he was just candid and open. I can't remember. But as far as, yeah, holding out and not stop. Well, you know what the problem with all of this is, Ron? Let me tell you real quick what the problem with all of this is to see if you agree. We're talking all these lives.
Right.
And it could have been prevented.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Yep. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay. Want to talk about this some more? All right. Maybe we will. Coming up. And we got Michael Scheuer coming up next hour, too. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-8199 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-8199. 1-800-600-8199.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Oakland, California.
We do already have a backup on westbound 80, the budding
line. That's traffic reporter Alan Brooks on station KCBS today. What could be a nightmare commute here in the Bay Area has already begun. This following yesterday's fiery crash of a gasoline tanker truck that destroyed two connecting ramps on the main interchange here on the Oakland side of the Bay Bridge. Tens of thousands of vehicles normally use those ramps every day. Commuters are now being urged to use public transportation, especially BART, the Bay Area subway system. Here's reporter Holly Kwan.
On an average weekday, BART serves about 340,000 commuters. Today, they've added trains to try and accommodate 50% more.
And officials say it could take 2 months to make the necessary repairs. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Oakland, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Sedapani.
The man who speaks for President Bush is back at work for the first time in a month. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, have you seen Tony Snow so far this morning?
Yes, Frank, the press secretary is making the rounds with reporters, and he says he's glad to be back at it. Snow tells CBS News he's confident he can do his job while undergoing months of chemotherapy.
Feeling great. Basically, I've spent the last 4 weeks healing up from surgery.
Surgery, of course, that confirmed he has cancer on his liver, but the colon cancer survivor is optimistic.
I love my job, and I feel good. You got to keep in mind, I've been through this before.
And Tony Snow will be back at the briefing room podium just an hour from now, Frank.
Officials in this country and Canada are doing what they can to deal with an Ebola-like virus that's been killing thousands of fish in the Great Lakes. Jim Whalen is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
We know we can't stop it. We know it's going to continue to spread, but we can certainly slow it to give us time to adapt management strategies to deal with the virus.
Michigan has closed hatcheries that produce walleye, northern pike, and muskellunge in an effort to keep the virus from spreading. Officials say the virus should pose no threat to people who eat infected fish as long as the fish is cooked. On campus, the number of foreign-born black students is rising sharply. That's not the case for African-Americans. Live to CBS's Larry Miller. Larry, explain that.
Black Americans are being edged out for acceptance at top U.S. universities by recent black immigrants from Africa and the Caribbean, according to a study in the American Journal of Education. It shows 41% of black freshmen at Ivy League schools are first or second generation immigrants, but admissions officers insist immigrants are not favored over other blacks. One legal expert says admissions are no longer meant to correct past racial injustice, but to create campus diversity. Larry Miller, CBS News.
Meeting today could determine whether World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz keeps his job. He's under fire for helping a girlfriend get a promotion and a big raise from the bank. Elizabeth Stewart with the relief group Oxfam says it's time for him to go.
The ability of the bank to do its work is being totally overshadowed, and we think this has now got to stop, and we think that Mr. Wolfowitz should step down.
S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
When your car or truck is ready for a set of new tires, sometimes your wallet's not. So what to do? Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, when you use our genuine service credit card, you'll get no payments or interest until 2008 when you spend $150 or more. And we'll even beat your best price on tires, guaranteed. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price. New tires, installed by Ford trained experts, with no payments or interest until 2008. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Hurry, offer ends June 30th. No payments and no interest if paid by January 2008. If not paid, interest accrues from purchase date. Variable APR is 23.99% as of 3107. Fixed APR 28.99% on all accounts in default. Minimum finance charge $1.50. Existing cardholders see current agreement for standard terms. Subject to credit approval by GE Money Bank. See participating dealer for details.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More than 140 volunteers looking for a Breckenridge attorney who was last seen Friday ended that search without finding him. The police chief says his department will not do any more searching unless officers get new information on the disappearance of 61-year-old Royal Scoop Daniel. He was last seen Friday morning when a security camera captured him entering his office. Co-workers became concerned after he missed two appointments. Police say so far there's no evidence of foul play. Lots of Coloradans with valuable property that's gone unclaimed.
We have over 1 million people in Colorado who have lost or forgotten property. These are old bank accounts, insurance policies, stocks, even safe deposit boxes, the contents of that have long since been abandoned and forgotten.
The state treasurer says the state's unclaimed property program has over $300 million worth of unclaimed property. To find out if you're on that list, go to the Colorado Treasurer's website. The crunch is coming as the warm weather approaches. Starting June 1st, the Denver area will have to be extra careful about meeting federal health standards for ozone levels. It's exceeded them two summers in a row. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. With conditions stacking up now with that slowing along eastbound 270 through Commerce City, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike has joined the pack. Heavier traffic and delays now, Federal to Pecos. You'll also experience some slowdowns westbound I-76 on the approach to I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and winds, high of 82. Currently partly cloudy and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very...
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said... Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Stay down to a minimum. There's only about a 20% chance. High today of around 80. Good to have you along. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Michael Schroyer, 22 years with the CIA. We don't have him on enough, but then again, he's always busy. But I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him about all of this stuff that we've been talking about Tenet and about Condoleezza Rice and about all these statements about Iraq, where Condoleezza Rice clearly over the weekend and also on Friday was talking about something that just wasn't true. And the problem with all of this is that the media has this kind of, like I was saying to Ron, this kind of let it go kind of attitude where, yeah, they'll ask a poignant question, but then when they're given a totally and completely wrong answer, or the answer that they're given is not truthful, they don't turn back around and they don't say, but wait a minute, Madam Secretary, what about this and what about this and what about this? And there used to be a time even in this radio, there used to be a time in talk radio, where if a caller or a guest would say something that you knew they couldn't back up, or you knew it was wrong, that you felt compelled to try to pin them down on it, even if it resulted in a confrontation. But you don't have that anymore. For the most part. At least, I don't... I mean, when I do it, I get complaints. You were rude to that caller. My feeling is you just can't call up and you can't say anything you want to say and then not be able to back it up. Do we all make mistakes? Do we all make misquotes? Sure. But the same thing ought to go for public officials. Why wasn't Condoleezza Rice called on this? And this point about the UN's weapons inspectors. And then the thing is, it becomes part of conventional wisdom. So when you talk to people about this terrible mess we're in which, by the way, we once again had more Americans killed over the weekend, when you talk to them about this terrible mess, then what ends up happening is they'll pull this out, and they'll give it back to you, and they'll serve it up. that everybody thought they had weapons of mass destruction. No, but you know what? That's not true. Because the UN weapons inspectors didn't think that they did. Because they couldn't find anything. That Saddam Hussein was not cooperating. But that's not true either. That, well, I mean, there's just so much. They were an imminent threat. How and in what way? And, of course, the two big ones, which is somehow that they were connected to 9/11, and then the other one, that they were in bed with Al-Qaeda. And I still get this in emails, and I still get it on the phone occasionally. When it runs counter to everything that we know, right? It runs counter to what's documented out there. And most people in their lives don't have time to do what perhaps a lot of you do and I do and a lot of us do. A lot of us go and we look stuff up on the internet or we go to websites that specialize in debunking this stuff, but a lot of people don't have the time to do that. So they accept what's given to them as being gospel because they say to themselves, well, that makes sense. And also there's this thing about people in the media. My God, if they're on television or they're on the radio, then what they're saying must be true. And you shouldn't take anybody's word for it. And I don't care where you sit on the political spectrum, including my word. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up if you think something's funny. You know, you suspect that there's something going on and you don't believe what's being said, then go look it up. Because you can do it at work. And you can do it in 5 minutes. And you can get the answer you want. But most people don't take the time to do that. And no one is expecting, at least I'm not expecting, in today's busy world with all the stuff we got going on, I'm not expecting you to sit there and pore over the Denver Post, pore over the Rocky Mountain News, pore over the New York Times, pore over the Washington Post, read the Los Angeles Times, read the Wall Street Journal, read all that stuff that's out there. I know you don't have time to do all of that. But just be careful about what you accept and be careful about what people say to you, because what often is told to you by the media often is ill-researched and not true. I don't know how many of you saw the Bill Moyers show that ran last week about the buying of the Iraq War that ran on PBS on Bill Moyers' Journal. What a great show. And very shocking and very sickening. And very truthful about the things that went on after 9/11. I also asked this question last hour. I'd love to get an answer to this at 303-713-7600. 9/11 happened when George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, George Tenet, Dick Cheney, all these names, throw them all out. 9/11 happened when they were sitting there in office. And I know that there's a bunch of you out there who believe that 9/11 is like this huge conspiracy. And I just don't want to go there with that. I'm tired of trying to discuss that. Because I think the most important point here is that this administration was sitting in office when this happened. Now, if you saw George Tenet last night on 60 Minutes, and I agree that we should be highly suspect of him because he did not come out at the time and say any of this stuff, and he took money for a book deal, and now he says it, and some of what he said last night doesn't jive, but he indicates that they were warned that something was going to happen. And it did. And yet, was it because we all wanted to desperately cling together and unite in the face of such an overwhelming and shocking tragedy that nobody cast an eye around and said, wait a minute, you were sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you were in the State Department, you were in the Pentagon, you were in the CIA. What happened? How did this happen? And shouldn't you take some responsibility for it because you were on the job? But yet, no responsibility. As a matter of fact, the opposite occurred. Think about this. The opposite occurred. How did the opposite occur? And the opposite that occurred was this. Well, these are the people to keep us safe from terrorism. How did the opposite occur? How'd that happen? It's like the conventional wisdom that goes around about Rudy Giuliani. He's tough. He knows how to deal with terrorism. Well, excellent point brought out about Rudy Giuliani. New York was bombed the first time when he was in office. And so what did New York City under Rudy Giuliani's guidance, what did they do to try to alleviate and fix that situation? Nothing that I know of. As a matter of fact, they wanted him, and Richard Belzer was talking about this on Bill Maher's show, that they wanted him, and we've had the guy who wrote the portrait of, wrote this biography of Giuliani, point out the same thing on this show, that they wanted him to put that command center underground, like out in Brooklyn or someplace. And Giuliani didn't want that. Giuliani wanted it in the Twin Towers, which they knew was a target, but he put it there anyway. Why? So he could walk to it. But yet, there are people out there who believe that he's one of the heroes of 9/11. That this just came down, and boom! Everybody accepts it. 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear your theories about any of this stuff, and your opinions. Let me go to Dean in Weld County. Dean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty well, thanks. So Condoleezza Rice has said that she's not inclined to appear before Congress to satisfy dinner requests for her appearance.
Right.
How does she get away with that? Wouldn't that be contempt of Congress, and isn't that breaking the law? And I'm wondering if you have any theories about what Congress's plans to follow up on that are. I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Dean.
Sure.
She said yesterday on one of the shows, and it might have been in Stephanopoulos where she said it, she said that this has been a much-discussed incident, the Niger uranium incident, and that she's more than willing to communicate with them by mail or in with written answers or whatever the case may be, but she doesn't feel that she needs to go down there and talk to them in person. And she also feels that it's a measure of the fact that she's had conversations between the president and herself. And so that would be covered by presidential privilege, executive privilege. So what she said is, okay, they very well may fine me in contempt. Congress may do that. But if they do, then we'll have to fight it out. And we'll have to fight it out in court. And that's kind of what her answer is. So we'll have to see what goes on there. 303-713-7600. And I would love to ask any of you, I'd love to talk to you about this, and I know this is kind of a tough topic for a Monday morning, but I'd love to ask any of you how it turned out that the administration really escaped any kind of a blame for 9/11 and that just the opposite happened, in which they were able to paint a picture and make a story that they were the utmost in confidence, and that they're the ones to keep us safe, and that we moved totally and completely off any kind of focus about why this happened and who screwed up and who should have assumed responsibility. Because if you think about it, it was just a terrible event, and no one has had to, no one's accountable for it. How's that possible? Except for the fact maybe that the administration dumped on the CIA.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty, and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price.
It's easy.
CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
On Glenn Beck this Wednesday night at 7 and 9 Eastern. Huge storms, melting ice caps, doomsday warnings. What's really happening? This Wednesday night at 7 and 9 Eastern, Glenn Beck takes it on.
We all know the Earth is getting warmer, but what's the actual danger? We'll expose the hidden agendas behind the global warming debate.
Exposed climate of fear. Glenn Beck this Wednesday night, 7 and 9 Eastern. And stay tuned for Nancy Grace at 8 and 10 Eastern.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
Focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Off of the shelf, out of the box, and up on the dash. Nothing to decipher, nothing to assemble, and nothing to load. That's dramatically easy. And that's TomTom, the number 1-1 GPSS in the world.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Darn it, sometimes I get mad at you, sir.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
Democracy is a political system, and that's what they don't get.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
It's very complex. We're dealing with some very dumb people.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
He doesn't understand what that means, and I don't want to waste my time calling the president stuff he doesn't understand anymore.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Well, yeah, duh.
AM 760, progressive talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
Morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 80. Michael Schroyer, 22 years with the CIA. Coming up, we'll talk to him about George Tenet and Tenet's book, and also about what's going on in the Middle East right now asking the question about how the administration was able to escape any kind of blame for 9/11. And really what ended up happening there is that it turned out to be just the opposite. And maybe part of this is you got to think back to where we were as a country at that time. Because if you level blame, people say, well, you're engaging in partisan politics. But to me, it's not a right or left issue. So I find it really hard to buy that argument. Here's Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I agree with you. I don't think you can really pin or can make clear the case for a conspiracy. I think that's a little over the top, but I do think you can certainly say that they were asleep at the switch. And I think that one of the reasons why the administration got a pass on it was that the press never asked any serious questions of them. Why? You know, what did actually happen?
Would the American public have stood for that, though, or would they? Would the American public have gone berserk and started?
Well, it's because the American public might have gone berserk, but that's because they have the whole right-wing echo chamber that's sitting over there, traveling back and forth.
I think that's part of it, yeah, but I don't think it's all of it. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who would say that's partisan politics. Now's not the time to point the finger of blame. Now's the time to try to move past it. Now's the time to try to do something about it. We should have solidarity. I don't think that's the whole story.
But I mean, there was Ken Clark. Clark was out there, right? Not Ken, but who is Richard Clark? Richard Clark was out there, and he was saying we were running around with our hair on fire. And I apologize to the people of 9/11. We failed you. So it was out there, you know, and he was leading the charge. But now you always have to bring it back to the present. And like last night I watched 60 Minutes. Did you happen to see that, Jay?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who is the reporter who was asking the question?
Scott Pelley.
He asked Tenet, and he wasn't just asking him questions. He was almost cross-examining him. He was almost going like, and you didn't do this, and what you're trying to tell me this and that. If they're going to ask Tenet those kind of questions with that kind of tone, somebody who is defenseless, then they need to ask the administration those same kind of questions, the same kind of intensity, to get to the bottom of this.
I think now they would if they would have a chance, but they don't have a chance. They don't have a chance to to do that. And when I'm talking about they, too, by the way, I'm not talking about the White House press corps. I'm talking about the regular press.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. I think maybe Scott Pelley would do exactly. excuse me. I don't know what's wrong with my throat here. The same thing. I think that he would. But yeah, they failed. They didn't do it at the time. But you know, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of people in this country, though, who didn't want that. I mean, we didn't want that. Because when times are bad,
mm-hmm.
and it's a national problem, it's a national tragedy, people naturally have a tendency to want to pull together and show a unified front, and any kind of dissension is naturally squelched.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that really the real shame in this whole thing, the real sad issue, is that we had such poor leadership. I mean, the leadership was just god-awful. It's terrible leadership.
Well, how about this idea, though? Everybody failed.
No.
I think the administration failed. I think the media failed. And I think the Democrats failed as well.
Well, I think that there were a lot of people. People needed to be carrying on the conversation as an undertone, as a counterpoint. They didn't have to be making accusations. They could still be making, and you have to remember.
No, how about asking the larger question? Not accusations, larger question.
Yeah.
Which is okay, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, you were on the job. Are you telling us that you didn't know?
But those things were actually out there. They were actually said.
They said, you know...
Nobody in the mainstream media was actually really saying it.
And that's the whole point. People don't think for themselves, by and large. They wait until you get some kind of an indication.
No, I don't think that's true. I think it's true is that people don't have the time to do what you're doing and what I do. They don't have the time. They've got other stuff going on.
Yeah, but that's the point. I know with myself, like during the 90s, I wasn't that terribly involved at that time. I would kind of like listen to the press to the point of like, well, is there anything that I should really be getting, you know, involved, you know, getting more up on? Is there anything that's really that important that needs to be actually, you know, followed, you know, day in and day out? And if I never heard that, I didn't ever bring myself to the situation of actually looking at it in depth. I would just kind of take it for granted that, by and large, the basic tone of what's going on the general press would be something I could trust. And if there was some kind of red flags that were being raised, I'd then turn around and say, okay, I've got to put, you know, I have to really look into this.
Okay, but most people don't have the time. Most people don't have the time to go through that process, and most people take what's given to them, process it, and then make their decisions. Dwayne, I'd love to continue this conversation, but I got to go get Michael Schroyer, so I thank you for the call, and I hope you'll call again.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, see ya. 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Hey, Jay. Well, we still have a decent drive around the city. Do have our first wreck of the morning, southbound 225, just south of Colfax. Couple of cars there to watch out for. Pretty much the normal areas for slowdowns, though. Eastbound 6 lined up from Sheridan toward I-25. Have some congestion for me now. Eastbound lanes of C-470 through Highlands Ranch. And a couple of off-highway wrecks. Orchard at Quebec, Evans at Holly. Weather today mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 82. Currently partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Call your local shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and to learn more.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms, hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Thanks to you, 9 News at 7 and 8 a.m. is off to a great start on My 20 Comcast Channel 3.
It is. More and more of you are following us from Channel 9 to Channel 20 starting at 7 every day.
So why choose to make the switch?
Well, you get us, the 9 News morning team.
Yeah, the same team you've depended on for years on a new channel at a new time.
So true, and you get new choices, a new choice for weather.
Oh, yeah, and a new spin on sports.
And, of course, the best business and consumer news.
9 News.
At 7 and 8 a.m. on My 20 Comcast Channel 3.
Kemp and Hoffman in North Glen reminds you that they're fighting the war on drugs. Unfortunately, some get addicted. If you want to know more about drug abuse programs and prevention, call 1-800-662-HELP. Help is just a phone call away. This message courtesy of Kemp and Hoffman in North Glen. They're your professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For all your excavating needs, call 303-294-0775. That's 303-294-0775.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left, jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bag. Look for car, look for bag, look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Mariska Hargitay for Safe Horizon.
You don't have to be a detective to spot the hidden warning signs of child abuse. Every day, 4 children die as a result of child abuse. Children often don't express their pain in obvious ways, but you can learn to identify a child who needs help. Trust your instincts. You don't need proof. If you suspect child abuse, call 911 and visit safehorizon.org for resources in your state. Every child deserves a life full of possibilities and free of violence.
To learn more, visit safehorizon.org.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 80. A lot of people claim that they're patriots. A lot of people say they're patriots. I got a true patriot on the phone. We're going to talk to him here in just a second. Dr. Michael Schroyer, he is a senior fellow with the Jamestown Foundation. He was with the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. He served as chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorist Center from 1996 to 1999. He is the once anonymous author of Imperial Hubris, a great book, and Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, another great book, and Through Our Enemy's Eyes, Osama Bin Laden, Radical Islam and the Future of America. Let's talk to Dr. Michael Schroyer. And, Doctor, good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very kindly. I'm glad to be back, sir.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the air. So you're going to break precedent this morning and call me Jay?
Jay, yes, I will do that. It takes me time, but I can get around to it.
I hope so. Okay. Boy, there's so much to talk about in so little time, so where do we start? Did you see George Tenet last night on 60 Minutes? And if you did, what was your reaction?
I did see it, and I read the transcript, and I thought it was kind of a whining, self-serving performance. Not a very manly exercise in presentation, I think.
Was the tone of what he's saying, was that the problem, or was it what he was saying that you have trouble with?
I think the tone was bad to start with, but that's kind of not here nor there, but at the end of the day, what he was saying, at least about Iraq, was no matter what the threat was from Saddam, his officers at CIA had told him that the disaster that's unfolding now was very likely to occur. Mr. Tenet was saying last night he told the president and he told the cabinet that. They ignored him. And then he was saying, but I stayed the course and I didn't do anything about it. It certainly seems to me that the one man in the United States government who could have stopped the war in Iraq was George Tenet, because the whole case for the war was built on the intelligence information. And if he had gone public and said, listen, the intelligence is that Saddam's a bad guy, but a bigger disaster would occur to America if we take him out, it seems to me that would have knocked the whole neocon house of cards down to the ground.
There are people who are critical of him because they feel that he kept his mouth shut when he shouldn't have. Then he comes out and starts talking about it, but it coincides with the fact that he waited and he wrote a book.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because the book was to come out 2 years ago, and they held it, I suppose, till they were absolutely sure that the Iraq war was going to go south completely. The problem I have with the book is it's a very political book. It may as well be a manifesto for the Democratic Party. He lets Mr. Clinton slide completely without in his failure to protect Americans by killing Bin Laden, but he goes to the jugular regarding Mr. Cheney and Ms. Rice, and they're going to war in Iraq. Now, I think the war in Iraq, as you know, sir, has been and was a disaster, and I opposed it, but we have kind of had equal opportunity failings in the past two administrations to protect America and America's interests. And at the center of those failings for the last 16 years has been George Tenet.
Hmm. Well, you and I have talked on the air before about this, about Bin Laden still being at large, about the fact that we never got him, about the fact that the war in Iraq, wrong country, wrong situation, that we should have hung in. And Bill Clinton has said that he did what he could, that he tried hard. The current president seems to have forgotten about Mr. Bin Laden, so we don't hear much about him. He's not talked about anymore. What's your feelings about that?
Well, I think we've missed the boat entirely, both under Mr. Clinton and Mr. Bush, in the sense that There's no one out there who can attack inside the United States except Osama bin Laden. And if that's not your major primary enemy, then you're badly mistaken and you ought to get out of the way so somebody can lead America who will protect America. Mr. Clinton, I think, and I've always said that it's never going to be up to me whether to kill someone. It's going to be up to the President of the United States. But the President was clearly misleading the American people when he told them that he took every opportunity that he had to kill bin Laden. That's just incorrect. Mr. Bush, for whatever reason, lost the ball entirely. Saddam Hussein was, if anything, our major ally against al-Qaeda.
Why did that ball get lost?
It seems to me that the people around the president, Mr. Rumsfeld, Mr. Feith, Mr. Wolfowitz, they came into power wanting to go against Iraq. They wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein, in part, I suppose, because they didn't finish it the first time in 91, in part clearly because they thought it would better protect Israel if Saddam was gone, and in part because they were arrogant men who thought they knew the world and were really very, very ignorant of it. And the president, either because he shares those views or because he's too loyal to his subordinates, went ahead and really took his eye off the ball.
And Bill Clinton, why didn't anybody come forward and call him on his statements?
You know, it's very difficult for me to understand that, sir. And I think you hit right on the problem here for George Tenet, is that his officers, who he seems to think he's defending now in his book, know the truth. They know the truth that they told him to warn Mr. Bush that Iraq was going to be a disaster. They told him that we had reliable information that Osama bin Laden could be killed. I don't know why people don't act. My experience over the course of 22 years, the only discouraging or sad part of a wonderful experience for me was that it became increasingly apparent in the years after Mr. Reagan that protecting American citizens is very seldom the first priority of American presidents. They're very concerned with what the world thinks of them. They're very concerned especially about what the Europeans think of them. They are very concerned with making sure that no arms deals or deals for oil and gas fall apart. And I think, you know, we just have a almost a generational failure in political leadership in our country. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of courage or putting Americans first. That's a very unsatisfactory and rambling answer, sir, but it kind of reflects my experience.
Well, I don't know if it's unsatisfactory, but I don't see it as being rambling. I think what it says basically is that while you have all of these folks running around, yelling about how they're the ones that can protect us, and how Homeland Security is a big buzzword now. In reality, I think what you're saying is that's basically what it is. It's a buzzword, and basically what it is, it's talk, and that we really don't do anything.
Jay, I think, Americans are not stupid people, and to look at the fact that 6 years after 9/11, our borders are still wide open.
Yeah, they are.
And our law enforcement services don't have a chance of finding out who's in the country because the pool of aliens increases by the hour. You can only, I'm just one guy, but my assumption is that when people talk about Homeland Security, when political leaders talk about it, they're not really serious people.
Yeah, they don't have any serious, they've got no concrete plan to be able to fix things. The problem with this, Dr. Schroeder, is this, I think. There's too much hysteria wrapped up in all of this. There's too much craziness going on, particularly over the illegal immigration question. There's too much political mileage to be gained off of it. Instead of looking at it from the standpoint of, all right, for our safety and well-being, we have got to figure out who's here and why they're here. And if they're here for legitimate reasons, then we can figure out a way to deal with that. If they're here for to do bad or illegitimate reasons, then we have to have a mechanism to get them and kick them out and stop them from getting in. But we don't have that debate.
No, sir. You immediately go to extremes.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want orderly, legal immigration the way my parents came here, then you're a racist. And so it kind of negates the whole debate. It's like when you talk about Israel. If you suggest that perhaps our relationship is a bit one-sided in favor of Israel, you're immediately an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground. And that does not, as you say, lend itself very well to debate. I can tell you one thing, I think, is that the books that have been written, Mr. Tennant's, Mr. Clark's, to some extent Mr. Clinton's, and whatever's going to come out of this administration, these men are taking advantage of classified information they're very sure will never be published and made available to the public. And so they can design their own sense of history, their own description of history, and they don't worry an awful lot about what's in the official documents because they're classified. And 30 or 40 years from now, if they're ever declassified, the people who are writing today are long dead and they don't care. But I really find it, just in Mr. Tennant's case, I know what's in the documents, and some of the things he has said publicly are just not reflective of what's in the archive.
Well, that's not only not going to stop him, but you've got people who make these statements publicly about stuff, and the contradictory evidence is out there, but the media never makes connection. The mainstream media never makes connections, and nobody ever says anything, and the stuff is just allowed to slide.
Yeah. And it's very interesting. The one program that's worked is the rendition program. If you look at the number of people that are no longer out there plotting to hurt America, it has been a successful program. But in the war against Islamic terrorism, it's a drop in the bucket. And yet we have people like Senator McCain, who is doing his level best to ruin this successful counterterrorism program, at the same time doing nothing about immigration, which is overwhelming our law enforcement community. So there's so many disconnects out there, and as you say, often the media doesn't pick up on them.
No, they have a tendency to go for what's most saleable and what they can get the most headlines out of, or they fail to rise to the occasion. The example that I was giving earlier before you came on is Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice talking about the weapons of mass destruction and insisting that everybody thought they had them. And she says this to Wolf Blitzer, and I believe she also said it to George Stephanopoulos yesterday, when there's tons of articles out there where Hans Blix and others who are involved in all of that say that that's not conclusive, and that we don't have any clue as to whether they got them, and that they are cooperating with us, but we can't find them.
And you know, the bottom line too, sir, is that even if Saddam had a nuclear weapon, he couldn't get it to the United States. It was no threat to the United States.
When she said that back then, what did you think?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I wasn't working directly on Iraq WMD. There seemed to be a whole consensus in the world that Saddam probably had them. But I think the bigger question was, what threat were they if he had them? But second, what damage would occur to America if we took him down? And as I said earlier in our program, Saddam's regime in Syria were our best de facto allies. They were the cork in the neck of the bottle that kept the jihad out in Afghanistan and South Asia. By taking down Saddam, we've moved the center of the jihad 1,000 kilometers west toward Lebanon and Israel and Jordan. And so it's really, as bad as the current situation is in Iraq, it's going to get much, much worse, whether we stay or leave.
Yeah, I agree, and we don't have. And I know when you've come on here, you do your best to be nonpartisan and pretty even-handed, even though you know that I'm liberal, and
And I am a Republican, sir. But this is a matter that's about my grandchildren and
yeah, exactly.
yours.
Yeah, exactly. And, yes. and we have this, I mean, doesn't it astound you that we have this leadership that can't or won't or doesn't live in the real world?
They don't, sir. You know, in many ways, they still live in the Cold War world, in the sense that they think that America is invulnerable and that the only real threats to America come from nation states. And that era has long passed. There might be a threat from Russia or China, but it's not the only threat that's out there. The bigger threat to domestic life in the United States is clearly the international terrorists, the proliferators, the counter-narcotics people. But our leaders are still very much focused on the non-threat from Iran, for example.
Yeah, I had, you know what, exactly what you're echoing to me, I had a congressman who I won't name say the exact same thing to me. Exactly what you're saying. You know, we just never have enough time with you. And I thank you because I know you're always busy for coming on the program.
Well, you're always very kind to me, Jay. I give you what I know is from firsthand. I'm not nearly an expert on the world as a whole, though.
No, but much of what you have said to me over the last couple of years has turned out to be very, 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 very true. And I just really appreciate you coming on, and I hope you'll come on again.
Anytime you want me, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There's Dr. Michael Schroer, senior fellow at with the Jamestown Foundation. He was with the CIA for 22 years. A lot of what he says sometimes, you wince and say, oh my God. But he's a guy who tells you what it is and tells you the way it is. And this is a guy who hunted bin Laden for 22 years and is one of the most courageous people I know. Just have nothing but good things to say about him. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour. By the way, tomorrow, Larry Johnson, formerly the CIA, who says that George Tenet should take the money that he got from the book and that he should give it to the victims of 9/11. We'll talk to him tomorrow morning about that. Right now, we'll talk to Gina about traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We have a two-vehicle wreck southbound 225 north of Colfax. That's the biggest problem area we have right now, so I would watch out for that slowing from I-70 down to Alameda. Northbound lane's not doing too bad across Aurora, and, of course, we just have the usual stack-up southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen and again into downtown 58th to Spear. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies. We will get some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high winds with a high of 82. Currently, partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I gotta see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-700-9884. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-700-9884. That's 1-800-700-9884.
I've heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you see George Tenet last night on 60 Minutes? And if you did, what was your reaction?
I did see it, and I read the transcript, and I thought it was kind of a whining, self-serving performance, not a very manly exercise in presentation. I think
you gotta love him. 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, Progressive Talk, and immigration will be a big story tomorrow because there's protests being planned across the country. And I usually stay away from that topic, generally because there's so much hysteria there. I get accused by people who like to get into hysterics on that. You're for open borders. No, I'm not. And I think what Michael Schroyer just said is very, very true, which is this is a matter of law enforcement, and it's a matter of knowing who's here and why, and that there has got to be some way to get this settled and to be able to do it without engaging in all of this hysteria. And many of the people that are connected to a lot of this hysteria have extreme racist tendencies. So we should be able to work this out, and maybe I'll jump into that cold water or hot water, as the case may be, tomorrow morning. There's also something else I can't let go. This guy, what's his name, Harsanyi of the Denver Post, just launched in this huge attack on the governor and about ethanol. So you know what? I can't leave it alone. So we're going to talk to Ron Lamberti, who is the vice president for marketing and development for the American Coalition for Ethanol. We're going to do that coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-8199 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-8199. 1-800-600-8199.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Cetapani.
You already have a backup on westbound 80, the budding line for...
It's not a pretty rush hour in the California Bay Area. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom.
It's going to be a difficult week and most likely difficult few months.
Difficult because a major highway interchange is out of commission. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us it melted and collapsed after a fiery crash early yesterday.
There is always a traffic jam here on the Oakland side of the Bay Bridge. Today it will be one of the worst ever. Two connecting ramps on the interchange that brings together a series of highways and interstates have been knocked out after a fire following the crash of a gasoline tanker truck. This eyewitness described what he saw.
You can see the freeway drooping. It looked like plastic melted.
And commuters are being urged to take public transportation today. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Oakland, California.
Kentucky Fried Chicken says the recipe it tested in New York and other cities proved that fried food can be finger-licking good without using trans fat. So from now on, anything KFC fries will be trans fat free.
From consumer feedback to all of our research data tells us that this is the right move to make. And everything we saw in New York was consistent with that.
KFC says trans fats will still be used in baked goods like pot pies, macaroni and cheese, and some desserts. On the CBS Health Watch, researchers were able to help brain-damaged mice regain lost memories by putting them in what amounts to a rodent Disneyland, giving them drugs to stimulate nerve cells.
This is certainly the first time we've seen a model or any evidence, really, that we could interact with an animal and cause memories that had been lost to be recovered.
Dr. Sam Gandy with the Alzheimer's Association hopes that technique will help people someday. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow is back on the job and feeling great. Snow went on medical leave last month after doctors found that a cancerous growth had spread to his liver.
I didn't think I was able to serve the president fully, wouldn't be here, but I do feel that I can do my job and I'm glad to be back at it.
When a light plane touched down in Sydney, Australia a few hours ago, it was a dream come true for the pilot. Miles Hilton Barber had just completed a trip halfway around the world. Remarkable because Hilton Barber's been blind for 20 years. His flight raised money for a good cause.
Thousands of blind children around the world are going to see again through this flight. So I'll never see again in this lifetime, but if they can see through this flight, it's been more than worthwhile.
Hilton Barber flew more than 13,000 miles with the assistance of a co-pilot. The color of your skin may not increase your chances of being stopped by the police, but Justice Department study finds that race does affect what happens after a traffic stop. Black and Hispanic drivers are more likely than whites to have their cars searched and to be arrested. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down a point. NASDAQ is down about 7. This is CBS News.
Nelman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs, too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Federal investigators will arrive in Castle Rock today where a motorized glider crashed yesterday afternoon. The pilot was killed when the aircraft went down in a field just northwest of downtown. He was the only person on board. Breckenridge police still stumped by the disappearance of a well-known local attorney. Royal Scoop Daniel hasn't been seen since he went to his office Friday morning. Police admit they're stumped by this whole thing.
This could be a medical condition, a psychological condition,
This could be foul play, or this could be a willful disappearance. We are not ruling out anything at this time.
Daniel's car, dog, and personal belongings were left behind at his office. Police brought in bloodhounds. 150 volunteers searched a two-mile area for clues but found nothing. Town's top cop now says they won't do any more searching unless they get new information. City of Broomfield is greasing the wheels of an effort to turn used cooking oil into fuel and keep the oil out of landfills and wastewater under the city's new cooking oil collection program. Rocky Mountain Sustainable Enterprises will collect the used oil and create biodiesel fuel. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, the biggest problem to deal with right now is going to be along your southbound 225 commute. We've had a two-vehicle wreck just north of Colfax, right shoulder, right laner blocked through there, and we've got pretty extensive stop-and-go traffic back to I-70. Also have some kind of medical emergency in the median, E-470, just east of I-25. One wreck in the intersection at Buckley and Orchard. Weather today, mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and winds, high of 82. Currently partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The best-kept secret in West Denver is Three Tomatoes Steakhouse and Club at Fossil Trace, where the food is only rivaled by the spectacular views. Come dine on the terrace and watch the beautiful sunsets just off I-70 and C-470. To see the menu and get directions, go to FossilTrace.com.
If your car or truck is ready for new tires before your wallet is, hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership.
I can help. Take a tip for me.
Buy tires now and pay later with our genuine service credit card. Plus, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. New tires, installed by Ford trained experts. Buy now and pay later. See your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details today. Offer ends June 30th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and it's good to have you along. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise we should get up to the 80s, so it's going to be another warm day out there, and hope you're able to get out and enjoy a little bit of it, and that's indeed if we stay dry. All right, we've talked extensively about this on the program. There's something about this I just can't let go. This guy, Harasani. And I don't know, even know if I'm saying his name correctly, wrote a column in the Denver Post a couple of weeks ago, which just went after Governor Bill Ritter and also went after the idea of ethanol and the fact that ethanol is not a good answer to this country's environmental problems. And let me read a little bit about this guy David Harasani had to say. Despite mounting evidence that ethanol is about as useful as a flux capacitor, Governor Bill Ritter is ensuring that Colorado will become dependent on this alternative energy. No need for debate, no need to heed the market, no need to explore viability or consequences. Executive orders will do the trick. It seems elected officials need only insert dreamy words like green or renewable into a sentence and the electorate swoons. A new study by Jacobson, a Samford University atmospheric scientist, will hopefully get us thinking not only about the feasibility of ethanol, but about health consequences. Quote, ethanol is being promoted as a clean and renewable fuel that will reduce global warming and air pollution, wrote Jacobson, associate professor of civil and environmental engineering. But our results show that a high blend of ethanol poses an equal or greater risk to public health and gasoline, which already causes significant health damage. A search for the word ethanol on Ritter's state website brings me 750 returns, Harasani writes. Did you know we've just quadrupled the number of E85 ethanol fuel pumps? We is right because we pay for nothing. Now, as I remember this report that came out, there was also a dissenting scientist's viewpoint and dissenting information about this, but Harasani never bothered to print any of that. He only took what he wanted out of it. And here on the line with me is Ron Lamberti. He's Vice President for Marketing Development for the American Coalition for Ethanol. And we're going to talk to him about this. And Ron, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
All right, we emailed you a copy of the column.
Yeah, and I've read through it, and it's I probably lost sight of the fact that I read it because there seem to be many of these kind of things out there. But I have read through it, and it's kind of a common thing that once they latch on, once an opponent latches on to something that appears to be negative, they treat it as fact, and then the whole thing spins from there. It's kind of a, they see the tip of the iceberg when, in fact, it's just an ice cube floating in a lake. I mean, it's this study by itself is... It would be sort of like deciding where you're going to or how you're going to run public policy by using SimCity as your model. It's a computer generated model that I don't know about peer review, but the guy who designed it is the guy who did the study, and he's the expert in it because he's the only one that does it. But there are a lot of things in there that conflict, as you were starting to say, with a lot of other scientific evidence out there to the contrary, and it's just kind of disappointing that there are those out there who just want to latch on to the negative ones and push the positive ones all out of the way.
I get a lot of negative comments about ethanol. Here's some of them.
Yep.
Too expensive to produce. Drives the cost of corn and other things that you would use, drives the cost up.
Right.
Pollutes the air. how do you answer those?
Well, I mean, the first two, let's start with the corn one, because that's been kind of a hot topic. Certainly the ethanol program was started for three particular reasons. One, to clean the air, which we'll deal with. Second, to firm up corn prices, because we are a country that can grow a lot of corn, and we've been growing it very cheap and then sending it to other people who benefit from it more than we do. And the other part about as far as the cost to produce it, the cost to produce ethanol is less than it is right now. You take the corn as the byproduct or as the base. The corn that you use to produce a gallon of ethanol costs less than the oil you use to make a gallon of gas right now. They're pretty close to each other, but right now it costs about a buck and a half a gallon or a little more to get the oil you need to make a gallon of gas. Even at today's prices, it's less than a dollar and a half worth of corn. The process itself is becoming more and more efficient every day, but the process itself, I've heard people peg it as high as 50 cents a gallon, as low as 20, but if you sit somewhere in the middle there and figure it's about 35 cents to do that, it's a very economical product to make. And to top it all off, we're reducing the amount of payments dramatically that were given to farmers who farm for corn. We've been paying farmers to farm corn so that we could have cheap food prices and so that we'd have abundant corn for a long time. This is allowing them to get a market price for it, and it kicks in some of the things that eliminate guarantees, and we don't have to pay as much out for low-priced corn from the government as we used to. So it is actually doing all of the things that it was designed to do.
Does it reduce people's carbon footprint?
It absolutely does. Now, the number one reason it does, and this is a concept that's sometimes a little hard for people to follow, but when you make it out of corn, even though there is carbon dioxide that is released when you burn ethanol, the carbon dioxide that's released is actually carbon dioxide that was in the atmosphere at some time previously, because corn takes carbon dioxide out of the air in order to grow. Plants, trees, that sort of thing, use carbon dioxide. If you make all of your fuel out of renewable sources, whether it's switchgrass, corn, or a large percentage of your fuel out of those, what you're doing is using plants that then take the carbon dioxide that you produce and grow the next crop. When you pull oil out of the ground, you're pulling carbon dioxide out that was sequestered, that was safe, locked in, away from everything else. So that's when you add to the total atmospheric amount of carbon dioxide, and that's when you get some of those chemicals that lead to global warming and other atmospheric problems.
So burning ethanol does not lead or will not significantly contribute to global warming.
No, in fact, some of the real world evidence is that it has reduced the amount of chemicals out there that contribute to global warming, and it certainly reduces the amount of particulate matter and the things out there that lead to more air quality problems. I mean, that's why ethanol is used in the mountain states during the winter. That's why it's used in some of these big cities all year round, like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, because ethanol itself is grain alcohol. When it burns very cleanly, and when it's added to gasoline, it helps the gasoline burn more completely. So you have less particulate matter coming out of the tailpipe, less carbon monoxide. You have less benzene because you've replaced benzene, and all of those things are things that lead to air quality problems, and benzene is one of the biggest risks out there for cancer.
Is ethanol a total answer, or would ethanol be looked at as something that would be transitional?
I don't know about transitional or part of the, you know, a piece of the pie. We can't, with the way vehicles are made right now, with how much we use them, we can't replace it all with ethanol, whether it's corn ethanol or switchgrass ethanol or any other kind. But I read a great comment. A guy named Doug Durante from the Clean Fuels Development Coalition sent out a deal last week that said, and I thought it was a great comment, he said, asking ethanol to take care of all those things is like asking one player on a basketball team to score all the points. You know, we're not looking to be the only solution. There are a lot of things that can be done to make us less dependent on other countries, to have more cleaner air, and our vehicles can be more efficient. But ethanol is certainly a very large part of that equation. It's not going to replace gasoline all by itself. That is clear. It can replace a large portion of it. That's another one of the problems that people have with the Jacobson study, is that it's assuming that in this one year we just switch and all of a sudden we're all burning E85. That's not realistic. That's not going to happen. There are going to be at best probably 20% of the vehicles on the road that will burn E85. We're hoping to get more vehicles that will burn, say, an E20 instead of an E10. There's some testing going on right now to find out what that does atmospherically, whether that's a better solution and a more reasonable long-term solution. But there is all kinds of study going on, and with a few minor exceptions, this one probably being the biggest one. I mean, NRDC last week, the National Resources Defense Coalition, came out with a study that said switchgrass is better than corn ethanol. They also came out with a thing that said this study is very, very flawed. You've got the U.S. EPA, California Air Resources Board, NREL out there, the South Coast Air Quality Management District. All of their information says ethanol is better than gas. Then I think some opponents jump on it and say, yeah, well, it can't replace everything. We didn't say it would. We just said we're trying to make it better, and we're trying to give ourselves more options. We're increasing the amount of fuel that's available. Believe it or not, just the fact that ethanol's here keeps the prices from going up higher than they would have, because we have more fuel available. So there are many, many positives, and like I said, I think it's disappointing, but in a way it's good that these negatives get out there, because we get a chance to address them.
818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ron Lamberti, Vice President for Marketing Development for the American Coalition for Ethanol. That's ACE. And you can go to ethanol.org for more information on this. So basically what you're saying, well, all right, I'll say it. You don't have to say it. Basically what went on here in this column that ran back on the 22nd by David Harsanyi, basically in the Denver Post, basically what he was doing was he was only stating one side of the available research that was out there, and he was basically just using it as a tool to take a shot at Governor Ritter.
That's what it looks like to me. I think it's accentuate the negative, latch on, don't mention the affirmative. So,
and describe to us what, so people know, describe to us exactly what E85 is.
Okay, well, ethanol, first of all, and that's the ethanol is pure grain alcohol, and they put a little gas in it so that people can't drink it. If it wasn't, if it didn't have some gasoline in it, it'd be the same thing as like an Everclear or a 200-proof corn whiskey like moonshine.
We need that, don't we?
Well, in 30,000-gallon rail cars, it could cause the problem.
It could cause a lot of problems. Good point.
But when you mix it with gasoline, it, as I said earlier, it helps the fuel burn more completely. E85, most of the gasoline that you buy in your area has got 10% ethanol, 90% gasoline. The 10% ethanol helps the 90 burn more cleanly. It improves your air quality. E85 is 85% ethanol and 15% gas. And there are certain vehicles that are designed, the flex-fueled vehicles, the ones that you see advertised sometimes. Sometimes they call them ethanol vehicles.
I saw one on the road here over the weekend. Sure,
yeah,
did.
Well, you probably. I think we've got a link to our site now that talks about the number of cars out there in each state. It tells how many cars are registered and how many flex-fueled vehicles, how many hybrids, that sort of thing. Really, really kind of a neat site. Interestingly enough, the most flex-fueled vehicles in the country are in the state of Texas.
Hmm.
So, but I think there's a couple hundred thousand of them on the road, and they're not strange cars. They're things like Suburbans and Tahoes and Yukons and Chrysler minivans. A lot of those are flex-fuel. And they're flex-fuel, meaning they can use anything from unleaded all the way up to E85 and any combination in between. And what we love about that particular vehicle is that it really, truly does give a motorist their choice. Right now, if you have a regular vehicle, your choice is to buy maybe 10% of your fuel from a source that you know is domestic and where you know the money is going back to your country to create jobs and that sort of activity, maybe even reduce your taxes because we reduce the amount that farmers have to get from the government. But now you've got the option, if you go to a flex-fuel vehicle, to get up to 85% of that. And on top of that, if you ever burned, you know, if you had a glass of, first of all, if you have a glass of mine sitting in front of me, I'd drink it. I don't think the gas guys would drink theirs. Second of all, if you had a glass of one and a glass of the other sitting next to each other and you burned them, the flame coming off of the ethanol is practically invisible. The flame coming off of a bowl full of gas is black. So, I mean, I think those are, you know, those are things that are good illustrations of what those things are. But E85 is 85% ethanol, 15% gas. They're special vehicles that need it. And even if you don't have an E85 pump, you can get one of these vehicles, run it on unleaded, although, you know, we don't really recommend people run cars on just gasoline. It's just, you know, it's fine. They can do it, I guess. But until E85 gets to your area, and when those vehicle numbers get up, petroleum marketers are more inclined to put in E85 pumps. It's their expense. You know, the oil companies don't make any money selling E85, and the petroleum marketer actually has to pay for equipment to put it in. So it's really, I mean, we want to help the petroleum marketers get more pumps in, because right now they can either put in a pump that sells unleaded or E10 and everybody can use it, or they put in a pump that sells E85 and about 5% of the people can use it. So it's really kind of it's a tough expense for them to swallow. So we're trying to help them get the funds to put those in, and that's what they mentioned that the governor's doing, trying to get some money towards the petroleum marketers so they can afford to put the pumps in.
Let's talk about, I want to ask you one more question.
Go ahead.
Do we have enough land? How much land does it take, and would this cause an agricultural crisis, or
well,
no?
We don't have enough land to make all the ethanol out of corn. I mean, it would be a very effective or efficient way to do it. And you start planting corn on places where they don't, you know, where it's not meant to be, and you have to add more chemicals than you would have otherwise. You got to irrigate more than you could, and the cost would just never work out. That's why there's so much emphasis going towards this cellulosic ethanol, where you use, you know, things like, you know, wood product waste, use small diameter trees, switchgrass, wheat straw, corn stover, those kind of things that right now are the most abundantly produced items on Earth. And in most cases, we have to deal with disposing of them rather than using them. And we can take those and pick them up and make them into fuel for our vehicles. That's why you're seeing so much money going into that. That takes pressure off of corn acres. But even with that, corn production is becoming more and more efficient. The science behind it is just kind of amazing when you talk to some of those corn geneticists. You know, I lovingly refer to them as mad scientists. But, I mean, some of the stuff that they're able to do with corn so that you can produce more on the same acreage is pretty amazing. And I think we're going to continue to see yields increase. We're going to continue to see the development things like drought-resistant corn. And so the corn volume will increase, hopefully with only a slight increase in acres, and hopefully that'll give us some time to transition to where we can make more ethanol out of other types of feedstocks. And then it makes the production of it more available in other parts of the country. Places in the country where they don't grow corn, maybe they have a lot of trees. Maybe they have abundant grasslands, or they grow wheat. And then that puts them in the ethanol market, too. So everybody has a hand in helping us become more energy independent in the United States.
Boy, I think we're all for that. Ron, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. We urge everybody to investigate this for themselves and go to ethanol.org. Thank you, Ron Lamberti, and you're welcome to come back here anytime.
And feel free to call me anytime. Thanks for having me.
I bet you we will. Thanks.
Right.
All right, there you go. So we find out that David Harasani of the Denver Post, basically, his column, which I will now put in the round file, on April the 22nd, was basically just an attack on the governor. Okay. All right, Dave.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
All men and women in the greater Denver area considering LASIK. If you're above age 21 and have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, you may qualify for a clinical study on new FDA-approved bladeless LASIK technology at Spivak Vision Center. Participants will receive a complimentary upgrade to blade-free intralase and $800 savings. For details, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
827, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you to everybody who came out Saturday to Rocky's Auto's Early Bird Sale. Some fantastic deals to be had. And hope all of you not only got some great deals, but also had a good time out there as well. Rocky's Autos, of course, has the largest selection of clean, late-model used vehicles. And as a matter of fact, they've got 07s. They've got all kinds of vehicles out there and just about anything that you'd want. Toyota, Honda, Saab, Volkswagen. The list just goes on and on. Ford, Chevy, Dodge. I mean, they really have got it all. And their matching down incentive is going on right now and has been going on for a while. And it's a way for you to save money. I say this on the air all the time. It's really true. I'm no Alan Greenspan. And, well, really, thank God. I wouldn't want to be married to Andrea Mitchell. But you buy a new car. You drive it off the lot. You take an economic hit right away. But you can save that hit and put that money in your pocket by going to a place like Rocky's. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So get out there and say hello to my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Spanky Herrera, Adolph, Juan, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Freddie Labrato, who's a great guy, all of the folks who work out there, really work hard, and they're all good people. That's Rocky's Autos. Check them out online at rockysautos.com, or you can just go see them in person. And today would be a great day to go because it's going to be a high in the 80s. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Tonight, a spectacular episode of Heroes that takes you 5 years into the future.
I'm the leader of the free world.
And answers the question, what would happen if they can't save the world?
He made everyone afraid of us.
What you're talking about is genocide.
I must go back to stop explosion.
Don't miss this unprecedented episode. Heroes, all new, NBC Tonight.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left, jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bags. Look for car, look for bag, look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Changing the way night turns into day. AM 760 Progressive Talk has a new look at night.
And I want to share it with you.
It's Alan Colmes tonight at 9, followed by the Lionel Show at midnight.
You're on the Lionel Show.
Mark Riley has your overnight at 3. And it's the Bill Press Show from 4 a.m. till Jay at 6 a.m.
It is the Bill Press Show.
It's your new look at night and overnights.
We are the country that can get it done.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, God bless you.
And AM760.net.
AM 760. I like this. Should we just rock out? Yeah, good stuff. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today, high of 80, and the slight chance of thunderstorms, when they say slight, they mean it, only about 20%. And when I say they, I'm talking about the National Weather Service. 303-713-7600. I'm going to try to get you interested in and talk about something that that has been out there floating around for a long time. There's a pretty good little short article in the Rocky Mountain News this morning about this subject, and we'll plug into it coming up here. And we thank Ron Lamberti from the ethanol organization, the coalition, therefore, are coming on and talking about that. I know some of you are probably saying, oh, geez, Jay, we got to talk about ethanol on Monday morning? Yeah, okay, I admit I'm kind of obsessed with this. But also I thought that the Denver Post column by Harasani, I thought that it was just a hack job and a hit job on Governor Bill Ritter. And, you know, look, David, I mean, you don't like it, then what's your solution? Come up with something more positive there, pal. Come up with some kind of solution of your own, okay? All right. It's 8:32, 32 minutes past the hour. Here's Miss Positive, Gina, with a look at traffic. Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Still some stop and go from I-70 down to Alameda. That's on southbound 225. That two-car crash was blocking the right lane and right shoulder approaching Colfax. So just be prepared for some delays still along that stretch. We also had a crash off the highway, Orchard and Buckley, and a medical emergency that was being dealt with in the median E-470 east of I-25. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies, some isolated afternoon thunderstorms, high of 82, currently partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, it's NBA playoff action as the Denver Nuggets take on the San Antonio Spurs at home. Coverage begins at 5:30.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Do you have a pending lawsuit, but you need cash now? Personal Injury Capital can give you the money you need right now. We provide immediate cash to people with pending lawsuits to get through hard times. This is not a loan. In fact, if you lose your case, you never have to pay us back. Just keep the money. Call us today and find out how much money you can get right now. Call 1-800-900-1337. That's 1-800-900-1337.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line car wash and detail. The grid is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash, Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 35 minutes past the hour. Good morning. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High today, 80. Tempted just to let Neil Young play.
People shuffling in their feet. People sleeping in their shoes.
I was listening to a bunch of Neil Young this weekend. All right, 303-713-7600, AM760, Progressive Talk. I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time. And I think enough time has passed now from the Virginia Tech situation that we can look at some of these topics and we can look at them maybe less emotionally than we would or would have 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's an article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Schools struggle with threats versus stupidity. To his lawyer, the blonde, and I'm quoting here from the article, to his lawyer, the blonde, curly-haired 17-year-old who set off a pop bottle filled with household chemicals outside Ponderosa High School is guilty of one thing, teenage stupidity. The boy's attorney says that he wanted to draw attention to a group of classmates who were smoking pot, but his action on the 8th anniversary of the Columbine tragedy and 4 days after the Virginia Tech shootings hit a collective nerve. The school was evacuated as officers removed the explosive device. Terrified parents, meanwhile, were left to worry about the safety of their children, and prosecutors were left to decide what charges to file. Welcome to the no-win world of assessing threats. And how do you assess this kind of stuff where you've got kids, because kids use poor judgment, you've got kids who use poor judgment, as opposed to the idea that the kid is really a threat. Now, we also have this story, which I was fascinated by, and it came out on Friday. This is going on in Cary, Illinois. A high school senior was arrested after writing that it would be funny to dream about opening fire in a building and having sex with the dead victims, according to authorities. Another passage in the essay advised his teacher at the Cary Grove High School, don't be surprised on inspiring the first CG shooting, according to a criminal complaint filed last week. Alan Lee, who's 18, faces two disorderly conduct charges over the creative writing assignment, which he says was given on Monday in English class at the Northern Illinois school. Students were told to write whatever comes to your mind. Do not judge or censor what you are writing, according to the copy of the assignment. According to the complaint, Lee's essay reads in part, blood, sex, booze, drugs, drugs, drugs are fun. Stab, 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 stab. So I had this dream last night where I went into a building, pulled out two P90s, and started shooting everyone, then had sex with the dead bodies. Well, not really, but it would have Been funny if I did. Officials described the essay as disturbing and inappropriate. Lee said he was just following directions. In creative writing, you're told to exaggerate, Lee said. I suppose it was supposed to be just junk. There definitely is violent content, but they're taking it out of context and making something it isn't. Lee was moved to an off-campus learning program, and the district was evaluating a punishment. It was just violent or foul language. It just wasn't vile or foul language, according to a school spokesman, and went beyond that. All right, what do you make of this story? So you've got these, you know, you've got the Rocky asking questions this morning about assessing school threats, and you got the student who writes this imaginary essay and gets bounced for writing it. Is it in poor taste? Is it sick? Yes. Is it not funny? No, it's not. But you're also talking about 18-year-olds. You're also talking about high school students. And so what do you do? Do you suspend this kid? Do you punish him? Is this a matter for law enforcement, or is it a matter for the school to call the kid's parents and say, look, this is what your kid wrote. We think that maybe some professional help should be given to this this child. How do you handle this? I would be. On one hand, a lot of us talked about this. On one hand, there's anger and resentment about kids who fall through the cracks and things that aren't done when kids and young people show signs, or even adults show signs of being problematic, and then something bad happens. For instance, the idea that the mentally ill should not own a firearm, yet in a lot of states, you can't divulge that information about somebody because you're violating the laws that are put into place to protect those folks against disclosure. And a lot of people, critics, argue that if you made this stuff public, if you disclose this stuff, that it could A, leak, and then B, that it would stop them from getting help. And then you've got a situation where, okay, if a teenager or a young adult like this Alan Lee, who's 18, okay, so he follows what he feels is the requirement for the school, and then he gets then he faces two disorderly conduct charges. But it was supposed to be a creative writing assignment. So if you don't do anything about it, then maybe trouble could come down the road. But on the other hand, how much trouble do you want to create? I mean, in other words, where do you assess it as being a threat, and then where do you assess it as being just an 18-year-old mixed-up young adult who thought that that was funny? And should he be facing disorderly conduct charges over something he's written? My first feeling when I saw this was, you got to be kidding me. But authorities are under a lot of pressure to prevent things like what happened at Virginia Tech, and also to prevent things that went on like at Columbine. So they're under a lot of pressure. So is it better to cover all of your bases, or, as some have suggested, are a lot of these schools overreacting? In other words, what would be wrong with the idea that you meet with the parents, you meet with the teenager or the child, and you try to assess from there if there's really a threat, or do you immediately get on the phone and call the police? 303-713-7600. And I've got four lines open. If anybody wants to deal with this morning on a Monday morning, what should happen to Alan Lee, who did what he thought he was supposed to do in following this creative writing course, at least or class, at least that's what he would say, and got himself into trouble. What he wrote, obviously, is very disturbing, but do you charge him with criminal complaints? How do you deal with this? And how do you know when a kid is being 16, 17, or 18? How do you know when they're doing that, or if they're seriously going to be a threat to somebody? And just the whole culture too surrounding all of this, which we've talked about before. This whole culture of violence that's out there. And don't get me wrong, I like violent films. As long as they have some kind of content to them, some kind of redeeming value of some sort or another. 303-713-7600. You're the principal. You're in charge. And I'll tell you something, too. There's no right or wrong on this. There's only your opinion. 845, 45 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, we are in pretty good shape. Looks like we cleared that wreck finally. Southbound 225 approaching Colfax. Had a lot of stop-and-go traffic there, but it's looking much better now at this hour. We still have southbound I-25 bogged down from 120th to 84th, though, as well as downtown 58th to Spear. Weather outlook today, sunny skies, some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and winds, and a high of 82. Tonight, it'll turn partly cloudy with a low of 52, and currently partly cloudy in 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Deep snow, number one rated bumps, and North America's highest six-pack lift. It's winter park.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
That are out there. I mean, they're everywhere. Caffeinated beer. That came to the market a few years ago. Recently, somebody figured out how to caffeinate donuts. There's all these energy drinks. You ever try any of these products? They ever work? Caffeine gives me kind of a teeth-grinding buzz. Well, how about this? Instead of all this caffeinated stuff or sleeping pills or whatever it is you're taking, how about a better way to sleep? With a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, you can help cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you more deep sleep. At the touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts firmness to relieve pressure and give you more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses can create, so you toss and turn less, and you get that deeper sleep that your body so desperately needs and craves. And with the Sleep Number bed and with the dual air chambers, that allows you to personalize the exact level of comfort and firmness by setting your Sleep Number. Mine's down to 75, and the comfort of the air means your body and your back are supported without real stiff metal coils that cause that really uncomfortable feeling. And you can adjust each side of the bed so you and your partner will be comfortable. So you can cure that tired feeling. You can take control of your sleep and visit a Select Comfort store near you. There are over 440 Select Comfort stores in the malls across the country. Here, Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Attention, all men and women in the greater Denver area considering LASIK. If you're above age 21 and have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, you may qualify for a LASIK clinical study now underway at Spivak Vision Center. Leading eye surgeon Lawrence Spivak is currently conducting a clinical study on new FDA-approved bladeless LASIK technology. All respondees to this limited clinical study will receive a comprehensive eye evaluation to determine their candidacy. Participants will receive a complimentary upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. Also included is the Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. This study is extremely limited and will be concluded in May. For more information or to see if you qualify, please call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
This week on Ellen, Lindsay Lohan, Bon Jovi, Nathan Lane, Ryan Seacrest, and the kids from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I'm not a mathematologist, but,
It all starts Monday with the world's toughest critic, Simon Cowell.
Utterly horrendous.
Hideous.
Uh-oh.
Plus Friday, Ellen Cinco de Mayo Fiesta.
Have the chimichangas.
Ellen, all new, all week.
Ellen today at 3 on Channel 9, and later on 9 News at 10.
If you're sick enough to be admitted to the hospital, you're probably not going to question the cost until you're home. One Denver man discovered this the hard way when he went through his son's hospital bills. What he found was astonishing. Charges so extreme that his insurance should have caught them, but didn't.
And you wonder why healthcare is so outrageous.
With the cost of healthcare spiraling out of control, does anyone question the charges of being sick? A 9 Wants to Know investigation, tonight on 9 News at 10.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
All right, weren't we all rebellious, dark youth at one time? 8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today of 80. Student arrested for essay and imaginary violence. How do you deal with it when it's... How do you know that it's a threat? How do you know that it's a threat, or how do you know that it's just a teenager, an 18-year-old, being an 18-year-old? By the way, this kid, Alan Lee, has straight A's, gets straight A's. Let's go to Josh. In Castle Rock. Josh Heyer on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I was just calling. I'm actually in college right now for writing and directing films. And I am a big fan of violent movies sometimes, I will admit. And I don't know, but it just kind of seems like what this kid was doing was more so than being creative and trying to create a story, he was more so trying to scare somebody or get some attention somehow. And it just kind of seems like he just wasn't doing it to be creative. So maybe what's happening to him is probably a good thing and we should watch out.
Well, there are a lot of kids out there, a lot of adults out there too.
Yeah.
Who try to get attention. That's
definitely.
Yeah, that's nothing new.
Yeah.
He did what he thought they were asking him to do, which is that you're supposed to write whatever comes to your mind. Don't judge or censor what you are writing. That's kind of a dangerous thing to say to anybody.
That is true.
If they follow through with it, because after all, no matter who we are, we've all got dark sides to us, don't you think?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I definitely agree with you, and I think everybody has a dark side.
I mean, the difference is between folks that get themselves into trouble and act out, and the rest of us is, and this is by no means a clinical type of thing, this is just what I think, mm-hmm. is that everybody has a dark side, but most of us can control that dark side. And also on top of that, most of us understand the difference between fantasy and reality. It's when you get these people who cannot control their dark side and they let fantasy merge with, let reality merge with fantasy, then they end up getting into trouble.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, I was listening to what you were saying, and I totally agree with you. And, you know, it's kind of like you don't really know exactly 100% what to do in the situation. And, you know, I guess I'm just agreeing with you 100%, really, is what it comes down to.
Okay, so, all right, so in the end, would it have been better to file complaints against this guy, or call his parents up and have them come to the school and have a meeting and ask about this? I mean, what do you think would be the right way to handle it?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that maybe it should have been kept more private. You know, had the parents come in, had some meetings and stuff, and not make the big deal and buzz around it, because I think one thing that has come from a lot of the school shootings and all this stuff, you know, is these things happen, and these kids know they're going to be all over the TV. Everybody's going to know their name, you know, and I'm not saying that that's what he wrote the story for or whatever, but I'm just saying I think these things, whenever they happen like this, should be handled in a private manner with the parents, you know. Just being, I'm nearly that age myself, you know, I'm only 20 years old, and, you know, so, like, I think how it should be handled is without all the publicity and stuff, because, you know, these kids just keep doing these crazy things more and more, and they're always these kind of outcast kids, because they know it's almost like being a rock star suddenly, you know?
Yeah, they'll gain acceptance.
Definitely, and even if this kid's intentions weren't that, but now everybody knows his name today. Everybody knows who he is, you know, like everybody's hearing about him on the news or whatnot, and, you know, now this kid has all this, like, buzz around him, and it's probably kind of flattering, even though it's about a really bad thing. Either that, or if he didn't want that, it's really embarrassing and is going to kind of destroy him a little bit, so.
All right. Hey, Josh, good call, man. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. See you later. Let's go to Jessica in Longmont. Jessica, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I definitely think that first the parents should be notified. First, they should just talk to the kid. You know, like, what's so wrong with communicating with a teenager, you know?
Yeah. Novel idea, right?
Yeah. Just talk to them. Tell them that you're going to have the parents come in. Schedule a meeting with the parents. Then decide if he needs, like, a psychiatric evaluation or whatever. Especially if this kid is a straight-A student, he's probably not stupid enough to, you know, detail this, you know, violent act in a creative writing assignment, because he knows that that's, you know, going right to the source. I was given a writing assignment like that, similar to that in high school, where it was, like, free writing, anything that comes to your mind, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, I wrote about this boy I had a crush on, and I don't know what I wrote about. But later my English teacher called me aside, and she wanted to ask me some questions about him and, you know, if he's, like, been talking to other girls or this and that. And I'm like, oh, so that's not really, like, write whatever you want and be creative. That's really, like, oh, we want to try and be nosy into your business kind of thing. So, you know, I realized that real quick.
When you're young, you do stupid things.
Yeah. And you act on emotions.
And, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why they always say, you know, wisdom is wasted on youth or whatever the situation is. You know, you make statements and it's not really your intention. Trouble is, really hard in this day and age, because of all the pressure, it's really hard to figure out what to do about kids like this. And we really got to come up with some kind of a policy to deal with it and to try to figure out how to deal with it. Jessica?
Systematic.
Yeah. Jessica. Boy, what's wrong with me? Jessica, thank you so much. Great call. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. We'll continue with this. So if you're on the line, don't hang up. If you want to join in, 303-713-7600. And some people just can't wait and they always do hang up. But I want to continue to keep talking about this. So we'll get into it going into the next hour. So if you're on the line, stick around. If not, get off your half moons and just snap up the last available line. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-8199 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-8199. 1-800-600-8199.
760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Getting to work, not always easy, and it's tougher than usual for many in the San Francisco Bay Area after the big tanker accident and highway collapse over the weekend. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman, who's there. Steve, what's it like?
Well, Steve, it is bad, but maybe not quite as bad as some people expected. Right now, I'm looking at Interstate 80, the main highway affected this morning by the highway collapse. There is definitely lots of traffic, but we don't have anything approaching pure gridlock. Drivers have taken different approaches today. Some left very early before the morning rush hour. Others are using public transportation. Still others are taking alternate routes. And commuters would be wise to get used to this. Repairs are likely to take at least 2 months. Live in Oakland, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The word came a short time ago in Atlanta. Delta Airlines' successful departure from bankruptcy after nearly 20 months.
Here at Atlanta's airport, the Delta terminal is festooned with red, white, and blue balloons. There's a feeling of celebration, even among passengers who are glad Delta survived.
I'm thrilled.
Oh, I think it's good to keep it based in Atlanta to have it solvent.
Delta promises these passengers they'll have leather seats, live TV on longer flights, and better food. Pete Combs, CBS News, at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
To Washington, where there's news from the Supreme Court. CBS's Barry Bagnano joins us live with details.
A busy day of ruling, Steve. Police officers get more leeway in high-speed chases. A Georgia man paralyzed at the age of 19 claimed his constitutional rights were violated when a policeman rammed his car to stop him. But the court says because he put others at risk by fleeing at 90 miles per hour, the maneuver was reasonable. There's a ruling limiting the reach of U.S. patents overseas. It could save Microsoft billions. And new appeals from Guantanamo Bay detainees about military commissions are rejected. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Over at the White House, spokesman Tony Snow is back after cancer surgery. CBS's Peter Mayer is there. Peter, how's he doing?
Well, Steve, the White House press secretary says he's glad to be back, but he still faces quite a health challenge. An emotional Tony Snow moments ago was realistic as he headed into months of chemotherapy to fight the cancer found in his liver. Snow told reporters that the important thing now is to have courage.
Not everybody will survive cancer, but on the other hand, you got to realize you got the gift of life. So most of it.
Snow's advice to other cancer patients, don't go it alone. He says the heart is the most important organ for recovery. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
If lunch means a stop at Taco Bell or KFC.
KFC?
It has 0 grams of trans fat now.
The two chains have completed their conversion to other cooking oils, now with zero trans fats.
It's a big day. We've been working on this project for almost 2 years now, reformulated all of our core products, and today we're proud to announce that we can begin advertising that to our customers all across the U.S.
Jim O'Reilly's marketing chief for KFC. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 25, the NASDAQ up 1. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. time. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Call now.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More than 140 volunteers looking for a Breckenridge attorney who was last seen Friday have ended that search without finding him. The police chief of Breck says his department will not do any more searching unless officers get new information about the disappearance of 61-year-old Royal Scoop Daniel. He was last seen Friday morning when a security camera captured him entering his office. Police say so far no evidence of foul play. Lots of Coloradans with valuable property that's gone unclaimed.
We have over a million people in Colorado who have lost or forgotten property. These are old bank accounts, insurance policies, stocks, even safe deposit boxes, the contents of that have long since been abandoned and forgotten.
The state treasurer says the state's unclaimed property program, the Great Colorado Payback, has over $300 million in unclaimed property. To find out if you're on that list, you can go to the Colorado Treasurer's website. And many travelers to Mount Evans have been paying the U.S. Forest Service up to $10 to drive Colorado Highway 5. Now, the Colorado Department of Transportation says that's illegal. CDOT says Uncle Sam cannot charge for use of a state highway built and maintained with state tax dollars. Forest Service has been selling passes with the fees used to maintain restrooms, picnic areas, and safety patrols. Few visitors realize the fees did not apply if you don't use Forest Service facilities. Forest officials say travelers could get a free pass, but drivers specifically had to ask for it. State officials now plan to add signs that say there's no charge to simply travel the highway. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We'll watch out now again on southbound 225. We've had another problem just north of Colfax Avenue. This time it's a single vehicle, a truck into the guardrail there, so we're definitely going to see some slowing once again. We also have a two-car crash at University and Dry Creek off the highway. Weather today, mostly sunny skies with some isolated...
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. High 80. Ooh, yeah. Get out there and get in some sunshine. We're talking about this 18-year-old high school senior in Cary, Illinois, who was arrested after writing that it would be funny to dream about opening fire in a building and having sex with the dead victims. So he gets charged with criminal complaints. This was a creative writing class at this school in northern Illinois where the students were told to write whatever comes to your mind. Do not judge or censor what you are writing. And this kid is a straight-A student. My question is, how do you handle this? Because then you get into this kind of stuff about, how do you assess what is a threat, and then how do you look at something that this kid thought was an exercise in free speech and in creative writing? Before I go to the phones, let me read this email from D. Carr. Hi, Jay. Just wanted to give you the input on the topic of the kid who wrote the sickening story for creative writing. Yes, he should be brought up on charges for disorderly conduct. Every human being has a responsibility to the community, and this shows no concern for anyone. Even if it is a writing assignment, we have to learn to use good judgment and think about how our actions might affect others. There are plenty of ways he could have changed the tone of the story to show this very poor taste on his part. We also need to quit coddling people if we would take a little harder line on discipline in all aspects of society. Maybe people would think twice before acting out. I think as parents we need to spend more time teaching our youth the importance of helping one another out. It doesn't take that much effort to be considerate of others. We are just too much of the me-centric society and really don't spend much time thinking of anyone else. I recently heard kids on the average spend 6 hours a day watching television. That's disgusting. Get out there and do some community service, play ball in the neighborhood or take a walk or something. Spend time with a neighbor, niece, or nephew, and be a little productive. It's really sad that we even have to be discussing this issue. Yeah, it is kind of sad we're discussing it, but I think you're looking at it from the aspect of an adult, and frequently kids and young adults who make stupid decisions and do stupid things don't take all of this into consideration, and also the idea of a harder line on discipline kind of bothers me as well. What kind of harder line are you talking about? Are you talking about jailing people? I mean, I don't know what. How far do you want to take that? I'll read one more. Matt, this is from Matt. Why wouldn't a student think violence is right now? People have been talking about violence for the last 2 weeks straight, and he's living in the situation that people think of as dangerous. I somewhat understand the reaction of the faculty because they don't want to end up with someone saying, "Why didn't you do something?" But overreactions are oppressive, which is not going to make students feel better about life. And Matt's got a great point there, too. What's the difference between overreact? I guess the question here is, how do you handle all of this? I guess is really the question. Here's Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I don't know. I think the class, they should have restricted it and said non-sexual, non-violent subject, maybe, or something like that, if they didn't want him to go off the rails. And write something violent and sexual, and
That wouldn't be a bad idea if you
maybe that's if you drew some, you're in school and it shouldn't be violent and sexual. But I mean, creative writing means to outdo what was written before, and that would be very difficult these days to out create everybody. I mean, without doing the shining over or something like that. I mean, creative means to lift the bar or something, I think, not to do the same thing over and over, right?
Well, yeah, and then the other part of it is what they frequently don't teach you in writing fiction, particularly, is that you have to, in order for good fiction to work, you got to have what they call suspension of disbelief. So I'd be willing to guess that what this kid wrote would fail because it would not, you know, it wouldn't pass the suspension of disbelief type thing. But maybe that wasn't the intentions of the whole thing.
Sounds like he wanted to shock them and make them think about it later in the day, and it worked. But I don't know.
I can't judge what his... I don't think any of us can really judge what his intentions were, other than that you just take it face value.
Should they arrest Stephen King for... Is it disorderly conduct when he writes? Or, I mean, you know, there's authors that are stuff that I can't handle reading or...
Yeah, there's a lot of... there's a lot of those folks that I can't handle. His father says that his son is a straight-A student who was just following instructions. He contends the school overreacted, but he says he also understands, you know, that the situation arose a week after Virginia Tech, and the kid's defense attorney says that.
But maybe the teacher should have said, "All right, you know, this is we're going to do this a nonviolent, non-sexual subject, everybody." You know, if he was limited to, you know, or I guess it's a given that he shouldn't have been doing that. I guess I don't know. But, you know, I don't know all the details or whatever, but it's just...
Well, so in the end, how do you...
And I was just wanting to say these days, I think, you know, violence begets violence, and I think the war makes a bad example for our children. And, you know, and it's okay to drop 2,000-pound bombs on places where there might be women and children. So anything goes, you know, I think, in people's brains. And I think that the war just makes a bad example. Like the sniper in Texas was at the height of the Vietnam War. And, you know, Columbine was just right after the Serbia-Bosnia thing.
Well, we've talked about this in the air before. I mean, we're steeped in this whole, you know, this whole...
we make a bad example for our kids.
Culture of violence. And for most people, it's okay, but what do you do with the people who can't handle it?
Yeah, well, I guess we're under self-control here. I mean, Stephen King doesn't go out and commit his movies or his books. You know, he's got self-control. He can write about crazy, you know, stuff that I could never imagine, but then he doesn't go out and do it. He has self-control, and that's what we're all under, that honor system to prove that we've got self-control. And I don't know how you find out when somebody doesn't. If they're smart enough to disguise their anger for years and years and years and years, then it comes out in a bad way.
Yeah, well, that's a challenge, particularly in schools. That's a challenge that we face. Ron, thank you, man.
Thank you. Have a good day, Jay.
Okay, you too. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Catherine in Broomfield. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was just calling. I grew up in Cary, Illinois, and I graduated from Cary Grove High School. And I was in high school when the Columbine thing happened, and they totally didn't expect it, you know, but it's exactly the kind of town that something like that would happen in. It's, you know, upper middle class, a lot of kids with too much money and nothing to do. I mean, it's kind of a boring area. So I'm not really surprised that this kid got in trouble. I don't know that I would have, you know, filed criminal charges against him.
Yeah, a conviction could bring this kid up to 30 days in jail and a maximum fine of $1,500. To me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's pretty extreme. I mean, possibly taking some disciplinary action through the school might have been in order, but I don't see how, you know, making him a criminal is going to make the situation any better. So.
And by the way, this kid had never been disciplined in school.
Yeah.
And he signed Marine enlistment papers last week. But, of course, when this comes down, I don't think he'll be able to get in. I don't know. We're desperate for people to join. But, you know, let's get to this whole thing about how do you deal with this? I mean, how do you take it as being either a serious threat or...
Well, I know
as not being one.
I know that when I was in school, I took creative writing in that school, and there were some kids that wrote some stories that were pretty violent and out there, but nothing, I mean, happened to them, so I don't see why it's fair to do it to this kid. And it has to be equal punishment for everybody that's going to do stuff like this, because there's always going to be people that are going to write, you know, this stuff. You know, if the kid's a straight-A student, obviously he's not doing too badly in school, so things can't be that horrible for him.
Yeah, and he has no pattern.
But, you know, he talked about, you know, doing drugs, and that's what kids do in that area. I mean, it's just a lot of kids with too much money and too much time on their hands.
Kids do drugs all over.
Oh, I totally understand. I live there, so I know, but, I mean... You know, for example, the valedictorian of my graduating class was a speed freak. So, I mean, you can't, you know, it's just that kind of boring Midwest,
yeah,
kind of nothing going on, too much time culture. So it's hard to punish anybody, though, for doing something like that. I mean, school disciplinary, definitely, but to make him a criminal, that's just wrong.
All right, Catherine. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right. 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, should this 18-year-old, should do 30 days in jail? And a maximum $1,500 fine? You know, I wrote a violent novel. got published. I never talked about it, but...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price.
It's easy.
CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Best place to go. Thanks to everybody who came out to the early bird sale on Saturday and saved money and got their hands on a great selection. And there's still a great selection of clean late model vehicles out there at Rockies. Just about anything you can think of, you can go look at them online at RockiesAutos.com or you can go out there and check it out for yourself. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. They have just got great, great vehicles stacked back to back to back to back to back. And there's virtually something out there for everybody. You can save money with their matching down incentive. And it's just a great place to buy a vehicle. And I've talked about this before. Let me say it again. You buy a new car, and when you roll it off the lot, you take an economic hit. Let somebody else do that. And then Rockies will hand over the savings to you. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Why do so many people go to Rockies? Because they get treated right. And you get good value for your money. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So get on out to Rockies. See my friends Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers. See Adolf out there. See Juan. See Spanky Herrera. See Ziggy working out there. Any of the folks, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, but the list of folks just goes on and on, working at Rockies. And they really, Johnny Mays, they really work hard. So get out there and see them. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Picture your neighborhood. You know it well, don't you? Where all the bad bumps are, that hill you always go down a bit faster than you expect. The names of your neighbors, their kids, even their pets. But did you know that your neighborhood could be one of the most dangerous in America? Fact is, every year, 3.2 million car accidents happen within 5 miles of home. And having just one accident can raise your insurance rates. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection for dangerous neighborhoods like yours. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Jay Marvin,
voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are these guys still around? They have anything out? They turn anything out lately? The Beastie Boys?
Yeah, they're still putting stuff out. They're still pretty good.
All right, 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 80. Look for a slight chance of thundershowers. This is the kind of day that pays off for those of us that have to get up early and go to work, like John Turk and myself, because now, in about 35 minutes?
Now, Jay, it's 36 minutes and 36 seconds from right now.
Yeah, we have the rest of the day off. We're out for the rest of the day. You going to go play golf today?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. If I can get all of our stuff done and get tomorrow's show taken care of, I probably will.
Yeah, I might disappear for the day, too.
You know, we got Larry Johnson tomorrow, another former CIA operative.
Right.
He's going to come on and talk about this whole George Tenet situation and pre-war intelligence. So we got that tomorrow at 7. I wanted to remind you of that as well.
Mary did the nicest thing for me yesterday.
What'd she do?
And then we'll get back to the phones talking about this student. But when I lost weight, when I started losing weight, my wedding ring, which wouldn't come off for years, I'm just sitting on the couch one day, and I'm just sitting there tugging on it, and all of a sudden, bang, it pops off. And it's old. I mean, I've had it for 27 years. So Saturday, she surprised me with a new wedding ring.
With a new band? That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like getting married all over again. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mary is great. You're very, very lucky.
I know. So we're going to go today, hopefully, and get it sized. She feels a little under the weather because she's got a cold, but hopefully we'll be able to go out and get it sized. And I was really blown away by that. It's really beautiful, too. All right, let's go to Bryn in Boulder. Bryn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, quickly on this, I spent some time working, or a lot of time actually, working with teenagers and kids that got kicked out of school for violence and drugs and this sort of thing, and I even spent some time working up at the adolescent prison up in Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
And this instance with this young guy, basically you're looking for some patterns. If there's a pattern, you know, you talk to them about this paper. Creative writing, it's a great exercise to let, you know, get in and see what people are thinking and what their fantasies are and that sort of thing. And if you need to talk to them, you do in a non-threatening, oh, we're going to arrest you and put you in jail and some for you if you write a crazy paper, because maybe for many it's just a one-shot deal, you know. But mostly you're looking at those patterns, and then if the patterns keep coming up in the same subject, then, you know, maybe you need a little more serious discussion or looking into it. But you don't want kids to be afraid to write down what they think, because otherwise they bury it and then it explodes.
Yeah, and this kid has no pattern of any kind of bad behavior.
I think it would be a shame completely if he gets some big punishment that's going to, you know, affect his future or whatever. It's actually overreacting, and this is one of the things that we tend to do. You know, something happens, we overreact. And then, you know, kids see that, and so then they start to hide and they start to hold it in, and, you know, you don't get the opportunity to have the types of discussions and things to, you know, 99% of the kids out there. If you have a good, solid talk, we used to run some programs about handgun violence where we showed a lot of, you know, state-of-the-art videos with victims and the shooters and the prisons and that sort of thing. And 99% of the time, this had a pretty powerful effect on the, you know, kids, and they just needed the point of view besides what the movies and TV and stuff show.
You no longer do that?
I no longer do that. For one reason, they pulled the funding off of most of those programs. You know, this is one of the things we're talking about, but yet there's no money there to people that really want to do that kind of work. I mean, you almost got to, you know, just volunteer, you know, to work with the kids. One thing I can promote, though, is the community service programs. I used to work, director of the community service program working with the Longmont Police Department, and a lot of kids, when they committed first offenses or whatever, they had to do community service. And that also, in the process of, you know, helping the community, seeing the community maybe from a different point of view, it gives the person who, like myself, who was taking the kids out, working with them, an opportunity to talk with them, you know, like on a real, you know, level, as not only an adult, but as a role model, and where, you know, these issues could be talked about, and they could feel, you know, some, you know, openness to talk about it. And I think those community service programs that were, you know, with the justice system are one of the, you know, best first step places that these kids can get, you know, some help or some different point of view in you know, how they think about problems and how to solve them and that sort of thing.
Oh boy, you know, we shouldn't We shouldn't take money. We should not take money from those programs.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
It's a big mistake, and the more money, we had some great programs, a lot of, hardworking people that were in these alternative schools and things. A lot of the things I was working on came after Columbine, where they had this no-tolerance rule. We had kids that brought a knife to school, and four guys were looking at the knife, and all five were, like, suspended or expelled from school for a year punishment that happened here in Colorado. And so we'd have these kids, we'd be working with them. And a lot of us work really hard to develop these programs and work with these kids. And then, people just don't want to pay. They don't want to sponsor these programs. And if you're a nonprofit, you know how that is. You know, you got to have a magical grant writer or else you get no money. And it's highly competitive. And I don't know, the priorities, that's the thing. When will we shift our priorities?
I don't know because I'll tell you something. To a lot of people, you know what the answer is? I'll tell you what the answer is to a lot of people. Jail.
Yeah, and we're, that's certainly our reputation in the history of the world. We got the most people in jail. So
jail. Jail's the answer for everything.
Yeah.
Jail is the answer for everything, and it doesn't work. Hey, man, thanks. Great call.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Nancy in Bellevue. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I think what I wanted to say was that it was interesting because when you first started discussing this, my initial thought was, of course, there have to be ramifications. Look at what's happening in the world. And the more the callers started to discuss this, and you as well, I really started to look at it from a different perspective. I think my main thought is, at this point, I'd like to suggest that you look at this in terms of a learning opportunity. And perhaps teachers need to be aware that going into a creative writing class, at the beginning of the year, they need to set parameters. They need to discuss with kids, this is where we can let loose, but these are things that we need to think about. Then if this type of situation appears, the kid's aware of it, the expectations are set, and then you can go into this confidently thinking that, this student needs help. We need to get to the bottom of this. And rather than punishment for this kid, I really would like to see, some sort of a situation where he could get some counseling, make sure this was what he says it was.
Yeah, what you're saying sounds totally reasonable to me because, if you ask for it, you're going to get it. In other words, you tell kids, you tell 18, 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, you tell them.
Exactly.
Hey, this is a creative writing class. Write anything that comes to your mind. Don't censor anything and put it in there. Well, teenagers and 17 and 18-year-olds, they have a lot of outrageous thoughts. I mean, I had a lot of outrageous thoughts when I was 17 and 18, didn't you?
Well, exactly. And I think that, if there are issues that even though a kid is a straight-A student, is an outstanding student, he can still have issues. But it could be presented as if you do need an outlet, this is where you can say it. But it needs to meet these parameters. And if you do say it, we're going to follow up on it. So we're going to be there to help. And it may not only open up their creativity, but if they do have issues, they may come to the point of saying, okay, I'm going to let it out here, and maybe this will be their cry for help, so to speak. But
yeah.
They'll know about it as opposed to it, setting a kid up saying, do what you want. Oh, didn't I tell you there were going to be consequences?
Yeah, exactly.
So topic, very interesting topic. Like I said, when I first heard it, I was definitely one way, but listening to the to the people that have been calling in and to your perspective, it really did open up my mind. So.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. And we've had excellent callers on this topic. So
yeah.
It's been really great. Nancy, thank you for calling. I hope you'll call again.
I will. Thank you. And enjoy your day off or your day once you're off.
Well, what about you? Are you going to get outside to enjoy it even?
Oh, a little bit. Today's my day to be quiet. So.
Oh, is it?
To lie low.
Well.
So, but it's nice.
Every day is my day to lie low. All right, Nancy, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Two lines open at 303-713-7600-933 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've hardly said anything at all to you this morning. Are you feeling bad, Gina?
Well, you know.
Did you feel ignored? Did you feel overlooked? I haven't put you on the spot. Said anything bad.
I'm fine with it for a Monday. I mean, I enjoy talking with you, but...
I've just been taking care of business.
Absolutely.
So you're going to get out and enjoy the day today?
It's nice. I have a lot of stuff to do, so...
Yeah, me too.
Probably not.
Well, but what are you saying? You can't get out?
Well,
and
I'll drive around in it from place to place, but I won't be able to just sit and enjoy.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I think all of us are in that situation, but still, it is nice out, isn't it?
Very.
What's the current temperature, by the way?
Around, I think, 61 is what I have. It's probably warmer than that now.
And you want to know something else? I actually came to work this morning without a jacket.
Whoa. Good for you.
Because it was only like 55, 56 this morning.
Yeah, it was very nice.
When we came to work. All right, traffic this morning has been fairly decent, hasn't it?
Not too bad. We do have a late morning problem. Unfortunately, it's in a bad spot, southbound 25 at 20th, right there downtown. Got multiple cars. Left lane and shoulder is blocked, and we've got a lot of backup behind us, so watch out for it. Southbound 225 north of Colfax, we've had a couple of separate problems there this morning, still dealing with one. University at Dry Creek, little fender bender activity. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies. Looks like we may get some afternoon thunderstorms, though. High of 82. Tonight, those evening thunderstorms, then turning partly cloudy with a low of 52. And right now, partly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha,
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
I love roller coasters. I like to look. I like to see things upside down.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
There's interesting people at amusement parks. I like to people watch and funnel cakes.
Her Match.com username is Milo's mom, and you can email her now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
On Glenn Beck this Wednesday night at 7 and 9 Eastern, huge storms, melting ice caps, doomsday warnings. What's really happening? This Wednesday night at 7 and 9 Eastern, Glenn Beck takes it on.
We all know the Earth is getting warmer, but what's the actual danger? We'll expose the hidden agendas behind the global warming debate.
Exposed climate of fear. Glenn Beck this Wednesday night, 7 and 9 Eastern. And stay tuned for Nancy Grace at 8 and 10 Eastern.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
Investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Thomas. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 80. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the student who got popped in Cary, Illinois, for writing this essay in a creative writing course where they told him, do whatever comes to your mind. Don't judge or censor what you're writing. And it was pretty bad. I mean, it was about, well, wouldn't it be funny to dream about opening fire in a building and having sex with the dead victims? So what ends up happening is he gets busted. Now he's facing 30 days in the slammer and a maximum $1,500 fine. He's a straight-A student, never had any discipline problems. I'm just soliciting ideas from you about what you think, about how you handle this kind of stuff. When do you judge something to be a threat, and when do you judge it not to be one? And certainly now schools are under more pressure than ever before to deal with this stuff. And what's the correct way to deal with it? Here's Liz in Denver. Liz, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I hope that you understand what I'm trying to say, because I cannot think of exactly the words I need to use. So here goes. I was telling Turk that, you know, when I taught, there were certain students, if there were things that they wrote that you couldn't put your finger on it, but it was disturbing. Now, this is coming from somebody, I like violent movies, although I prefer the fake violence rather than the real violence. And, you know, I mean, I like Freddy and all of those kind of goofy guys. But there was just something about, I only had one student that I had this with, and I told the psychologist about it. And it just, something just wasn't right. And I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah, there was an undercurrent of abnormality in what had been written.
Well, and it seems like all of these guys who write something disturbing like that, there's a personalization that goes with it, where they make it personal to whatever topic it is they're talking about. Now, I would have been red flagged with this kid just simply for the simple fact of the sex part with the dead body. Okay, that's a little disturbing.
Yeah, it is. It's very abnormal. You're right. It's very disturbing.
And, you know, and being a straight-A student, that has nothing to do with it at all. Some of the strangest kids I knew were straight-A students.
Well, I think the point being made there about him being a straight-A student and about also not being in trouble before is to let people know that he's not one of these. He's not a kid that most people, or a teenager, or a young adult, that most people would look at and say, well, he's troubled, and he's caused problems in the past, and...
Right, he's not red flagged.
That's exactly right. I mean, he's never come to anybody's attention until this moment.
But I think that that's a problem, too, when people say, oh, well, they're good students. Well, that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, good students can still have a warped mind.
No, but wouldn't you say though that you'd question a student more if they had a history of causing trouble at school, and then you get a situation of a kid who doesn't have any of that history, and then all of a sudden gets into trouble.
Now, you know what? I found that to be just the opposite. The ones who got into trouble were usually had these great imaginations and very, very creative. But they also, it was a creative thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I it's hard to put into words. And usually the ones that, and see, that's what always made me angry when I was teaching, is they always fingered the kids who were so-called trouble students. Well, those are the ones that I always got along with.
Well, And
I always found them to be actually highly intelligent. They were just bored. And so that's my point, is that I don't like pointing the finger at just the you know, usually the ones that I found, the very, very quiet ones, you know, that every once in a while, something that would come out of their mouth or something like that would be disturbing. And those were the ones to watch for. I really get annoyed with these ones with, oh, the troubled kids. Yeah, but those guys are the most vocal, and you know where they stand. See, that's the difference. You know exactly what they're thinking.
But why do students cause trouble in school? Okay, because they're bored, because
right.
they've got problems at home.
Because they have no creative outlet.
I mean, what causes that? What causes kids to get into trouble? I mean, if there's any trouble, if there's anybody listening who is a troubled kid,
I was.
Yeah, me too.
But mine
was home life.
Right, and mine wasn't. So you know, I think that's one of those things that you're never ever going to be able to make a complete and clear, concise point on.
Well, I don't know about that. Because how about if you... What about if you... Rather than, for instance, calling the cops and getting a kid in trouble, what about if you spent a little time trying to figure out what's going on with them?
But that's my point of you know, I don't mean this to sound the way it's going to sound, but I really got aggravated with a lot of people I taught with because all they did was say, oh, he's just a troublemaker. Oh, he just did this. Oh, he just did. And it's like, well, you know, have you ever thought about talking to him and finding out why he's like this in your classroom?
Well, if they take that attitude, if that's the attitude they take, though, then they should be doing something else with their lives.
Well, but, you know, I can see it happening. There comes a point where you have no support and you get tired of it. But what I did is, you know, I just let kids hang out in my classroom on their off periods or, you know, when I had an off period. And then I got in trouble for not hanging out with the teachers. So it's kind of a catch-22. But I don't think that this is not a criminal thing. This should have brought, you know, they should have talked to the parents and said, you know, this is a little weird what he wrote. Talk to him about it. Maybe talk to the psychologist about it. And then see where it leads you. But I don't understand how this is a police matter. I really don't.
Because they're overreacting and they went to the cops.
Well, I still don't understand it. I just, you know, well, of course, we are living in a country of fear. And, you know, so everyone.
Well, we not only have that going on, but don't you think that most people are into. Take a look at the world around us. Take a look at the world that we function in. Most people are. Adults get into a CYA mode, and they do it because of economics a lot of times. And I mean, how many times do you hear people say, well, you know, my strategy at work is very simple. Well, yeah, what's that? Lay low and stay below the radar and don't get into trouble.
Well, but also, I mean, nobody wants to take responsibility in our, you know, in our society for some weird reason. It's like, well, it wasn't my fault. Well, it wasn't my fault. Well, you know, maybe it's a culmination of things.
It's not necessarily
going to be your fault.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy that totally.
And I'm not saying all the time. But I'm saying that sometimes with these kids, it is a culmination of things. It's not just one thing that's making them this way. It might be a crappy home life. But it also might be that they're extremely creative, they have no outlet, and so this crappy home life and the non-creative outlet is culminating into something that's not good.
Yeah, they're bored. You're right. They have no place to express themselves. Listen, I agree with that. Liz, thanks. Great call.
Hey, thanks. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, and I'll talk to you again.
And I think you should do a Monday through Thursday 5 hours.
Okay, you know what? I'll be doing a Monday through Thursday 5 hours when you start teaching on a 15-hour day.
Oh, I no longer teach, darling.
Well, we can always put you back in the classroom.
I teach. Because
we need. Because we
I
need.
Got in trouble. That's why.
Because we need good teachers, and you sound like a good candidate to me.
I was, but I can't deal with the politics. I'm there for the kids, not the politics.
Well,
you know?
There's politics in everything in life, unfortunately.
I know.
See you later, Liz.
I know. All right, hon. Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, that's a shame. I don't like politics either. All right. Is that Lene in Wellington? Lene, you've been hanging on forever and a day. Lene, I will worship the very ground you walk on if you just hold on. Rick Morgan looks at traffic on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Chase pretty slow heading southbound across the downtown area due to that accident approaching 20th. It's in the left lane blocking the left side of the highway there, so it's going to back you up as you come down from I-70 approaching the downtown area. The good news, past that, things are wide open, looking real good through the bridges and around the tech center. That northbound drive is not affected at all as far as the accident approaching 20th, so that's in pretty good shape. And the rest of the highways look good. I-70, 225, 470, all running up to speed, including the Boulder Turnpike in both directions for you right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, and then a few afternoon thunderstorms and warm, high of around 80, partly cloudy tonight, low 52. Cooler tomorrow with scattered showers in the afternoon, a high of only 70. Right now, though, it's 73 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Copper Mountain is the local's favorite with great snow and tons of naturally divided terrain.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect, and don't wait till the night before the test. AIA, good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of the thunderstorms, high today 80. Does this stir it up? Okay, do you know who did the original version of this?
I do know this one, but the name is on the tip of my tongue. Is it? Oh, man, I can't think of it. I don't know.
The original version of this is better than this version.
Who did the original version?
Johnny Nash.
Really? I've not heard it.
Is it in the machine?
I'll check it out.
I'll bet you it isn't. Look right now.
Is it in there?
No. Figures. Okay. Selective music. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour. We're talking about Alan Lee, 18 years old. He faces two disorderly conduct charges over creating a writing assignment, which he was given an English class in Cary, Illinois, Northern Illinois School, and it was pretty violent. Let's go to Lene, who's been hanging on. Thanks so much for your patience, and you're on, and it's all yours.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity here, Jay.
No problem.
Now, first thing I'm going to say is I'm not a psychologist, although I'm very interested in psychology and originally studied to become a psychologist, but the money ran out, and we know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things is, that I know is that children who are abused, if you give them a safe place to draw pictures and tell them they can draw whatever they want, they will often be trying to make sense of what's been happening to them by drawing pictures that involve violence or abuse or anger. And if we look at the things that have been on television recently and how they keep hitting all of the things with the Cho murders and everything, why wouldn't a teenager also be trying to make sense of things by trying this out? And I know when I was a teenager in high school, there were lots of things that I used high school to try things out, not, you know, and assuming that it was going to be a safe space where I could do that. You know, we would try different personas. We'd try lots of things. But psychologically, this can be kind of damaging, all the stuff that we get on the media about all this stuff. And it can be somewhat psychologically affecting for kids, especially young kids, teenagers, et cetera. And they could be just trying to work things out. And so I want to propose one thing for you. I know you've mentioned before as a youth having thoughts of suicide. What if we had written, and I did too, by the way, if we had written about suicide, what would, and someone read about it, and they threw us in jail for our own protection. Now, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And it does say a lot about our having gone to a very fearful and punitive kind of society. And I think that disturbs me as much as the things that this teenager wrote about. Now, if it was really suicide, hopefully what they would do instead is they would get him to a counselor. Why didn't they get him to a counselor here?
I'm trying to think. I don't know what they would have done had I done that. I think they would have been. Yeah, they would have been. They would have been upset. They would have been. They would have been freaked out, I think.
When, from what I read in, admittedly, a popular psychological magazine, thoughts of suicide are very common among teenagers. It doesn't mean that we're going to do it.
Oh, I think it's very common, too. I also think it's very common among adults. It's just not widely discussed. No one's going to call up here and say, oh, gee. Yeah, I was thinking about killing myself last week. I was thinking about killing myself 3 days ago. Nobody's going to call up and say that, but there are people out there roaming around or listening who have had these thoughts. And we don't openly discuss them. So,
and look at the popularity of some TV shows, like Criminal Minds. One of the, you know, maybe this kid could be a detective like that, because the whole point of Criminal Minds is they try to get into the heads of the perpetrators, right? So maybe this kid has a future as a detective. However, we do know that kids tend to live up to expectations, especially if they're low. And so if from now on, everyone in his school and everyone in his near future looks at him sideways and, ooh, you know that that's going to have a really bad effect on him.
Yeah, it really will. And plus, if they manage to, you know, convict him on this stuff, too, that's going to also hurt him. Lene, thank you. I appreciate it. Great call. Glad you hung on.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for this morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning. More on George Tenet's book. We'll talk to Larry Johnson, who's an ex-CIA agent. Also, tomorrow, immigration and the whole immigration problem. It's all going to come to light again with these demonstrations planned tomorrow. So we'll be talking about that as well. Thanks so much for being around this morning. Really do appreciate it. Don't think we take it for granted. Tom Hartman is up next. And
when you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-700-9884. That's 1-800-700-9884.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM.